something like this.
We'll call the Hamburg City Council meeting to order. Everybody would rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Greetings all. Move on to public comment. Larry, if you want to, you got something, if you want to have a seat, please.
First thing, I was wondering if the council's got any questions about, I know Jeremy kind of brought him up to date a little bit about the televising and cleaning of the sewer lines. The council's got any questions of what we found? We had three problem areas. Two of them aren't real serious, but there's one that should be looked at just before freeze up.
Okay.
What were the three items that you found there?
We had one where there's a broken Y, which would be a sewer service. That's what it looked like. We went into the house, or went to the house to see if we could get some water, run some water, but nobody answered the door. That would be at the Willie Wilmshin residence. And that's the one that should be looked at yet this fall. It's going to have to be dug up and to service Y cut out and replaced the section of pipe.
So is that going to be homeowner or our?
I would say the Y is ours.
Okay.
Because it's on the main line.
Okay. That's what I'm curious.
I would say, I don't know.
That's kind of like a Henning deal?
It's
kind of like a Henning job?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we should get a hold of it.
The thing is, some people are going to have to be notified. We got to come in on the easement off William Street, runs in back of Clayton, Mockatoons, and Wilmshin's, and
Colts? The Colts going to be? Or not?
Used to be Elmer Panning's house.
Oh,
yeah. We'll have to come across, or Willie's got a shed in the back of Miller's shop.
Yeah.
We'll have to come across that line. That's all that's Wilmshin's property, I think. But Wilmshin's are going to have to be notified.
Yeah,
so we can go through there. We're going to have some, there's going to have to be some restoration work done before you're done.
But that makes sense.
It's something that one should be looked at this fall yet, because we know it's there, and there was quite a bit of sediment in the pipe when they jetted it. So there's a good possibility you could have a back up there.
Okay.
And William Street, there's some minor root growth coming through them pipe. The pipe and line itself look in excellent shape, but there are some roots penetrating on that's the old clay tile at the joints. They're minor. There is a process where they can foam them and kill them.
Who does this?
You'd have to talk to Infratech or one of them pipe services.
Okay.
You know, it's...
But do the roots have to be cut out of there first before they do that or not?
These are real fine roots in there. I don't think they'd be able to cut them.
Okay. But the foam will let this deteriorate them?
So I really don't know how it works. And then on Martha Street, between Adam Glanders and Leroy Glanders and Ed Easement, there's about 10 feet in back of the curb in the easement, there was a, it looks like it might be a rock against the pipe or something. You can see a little bulge in the pipe. And there, it's a, got a slight crack where you can see some water dripping. And that's one that also could be fixed from the inside without digging. I don't know if it'd be cost effective to do it that way. It's that pipe's about 12 feet deep. And I would say you're going to lose some street, curb and gutter, and possibly a tree.
Then it would be probably better if we could get it from the inside.
I don't know how much it costs to do that slip lining. That's something else you'd have to talk to a pipe company about.
I'm sure it'd be like one company that could handle both of these.
It's Adam's travel trailer is actually sitting just about right on top of it. So the easement's pretty tight between them houses.
So okay. Well, we have to find the company and see what we can do.
Infratech, probably.
Infratech or Vite. Vite does it. Infratech. I would get some opinions from them.
Now, do we have that on video that they can look at it?
Yeah.
And then, I don't know if you're going to do any televising next year. I know we've got, you got a contract for 4 years with Empire. But if you do, if you'd want me to kind of figure out the footages, I know we'd like to get, the original plan was to do it in 4 years.
Yeah. I guess if you wouldn't be willing, but
I know you're talking some street projects. It'd be nice, or that's the areas you should be doing, is where the streets are going to be. That area.
That was my plan. Mainly by Sophia and Jacob would be the two.
What part of all of Jacob, or just from?
I guess we'll have to look at footage, you know, to see.
Mm-hmm.
See what, is it 4,000 feet?
Yeah, I think there's roughly 8,000 feet left.
Yeah, so we'll have to take a look at the footage, and then I guess priority would probably be Sophia and Jacob area, because they're the two streets probably next in line.
If we get it ready, you know, they can start doing that already in March, first part of April, the weather's.
Probably want to line them up in January already.
Yeah, because there is really no more easement. Well, there's a couple of small easements, but nothing like we had down on the other end of town.
Yeah. They should be able to do it quite quickly now versus...
Yeah, mostly right off the street. So I could figure out, kind of figure out the footages and split it between 2 years.
Yeah,
if you want to work with me and Greg, we won't say no.
And then also, I'm glad we're seeing a new generator, but this new one now, is that going to be capable of being a dual fuel?
No. That's where we had the gas put in.
Yes, but can it be dual fuel?
I don't know. Why?
Well, I seen something on television this morning. It was happening in Illinois with all these bad storms that came through. A little town in southern Illinois had backup generators, but now they lost their natural gas.
Well, yeah, and I guess if we lose our natural gas because of a storm, we're going to have a lot more serious problems not being able to power our lift station.
But the thing is, Dick, the storm doesn't have to be in town. It can be out in the country where our service comes from.
Mm-hmm. Well, I understand that, but I mean, we don't have dual fuel here at our water plant.
Yes, we do. That generator can can be converted over to propane.
Oh, I'm sure this one probably can be converted over to it. I don't know that for a fact, but I mean, if this one can, I'm sure that one can. Well,
it's something that should be looked into.
I'll ask.
And then also, do you realize it's sitting right on top of the sewer line?
We already had that checked out.
No, it's already sitting on top of the sewer line.
The people
went into the lift station.
The people that came out and gave us the final okay of where to put it said that was okay. The sewer line, you know, was not a problem, and that's how we had to go on. Now, if you knew that that was going to be on top of the sewer line, I wish you would have told us before the fact instead of after the fact.
I painted them green lines down there, Dick.
And we had the people come out, and he said everything is fine. So,
well, just to let you know, it's sitting right on top of the sewer line coming into the main lift station. But,
well, if you knew that, Larry, you should have told us that.
I mentioned it when Greg was down there, and he said, this is where I was told it was going, so I left.
But we said, and I mean, you certainly are welcome to speak up because, you know, you have in the past, and I wish you would have spoke up then.
I painted the lines down there.
And you could have gone a step further and said, hey, look at this.
Yeah. Well, that's beside the point, but.
Yeah, I guess right now it's.
You know.
We had the people come out that do this every day. We told them where it was going to be. They checked the sewer lines. They said there's not a problem.
Well, there's not a problem with the gas line.
Pardon?
Not a problem with the gas
line. No, this is the people that came out that the gas company sent out to check for the sewer lines and stuff because they opened up that.
They don't do that. City's responsible for
that's
that.
A city.
But I mean, they lifted it up and they saw where the sewer line was, that manhole that's in the center of that rock in there.
Is that jaunt then?
Yeah, it comes from the lift station to that manhole in the rock.
Yeah.
And then there's one line that comes up to the main part of town here. There's another line that goes out of that manhole and goes down Brad Street. But that's all.
I have to look at that.
Because I painted the green marks on the manhole in the lift station where it came out of. So.
And having it over the sewer line, we don't want it just for.
Well, the thing is, if you ever have a problem,
if
you have to dig it up.
Okay. Well, I didn't know if there was another.
It's fine as long as the line's good.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't know if there was another reason beyond getting
that's
access.
That's why I think you should have went with a portable generator because you're limited to one spot. But I know there's more cost. But
there's more cost, don't lay this on my doorstep. We as a council discussed it, and we all agreed that that's what it should be, so it was a council decision. It was not my decision.
I'm just letting you know, it's sitting on top of the sewer line, so if you ever got a problem. All right. Thank you, Larry.
You should note that in the map. Because if you look at that, where that manhole is in the lift station is, you should be all right. But obviously, it wasn't drawn up that way on the as-built.
All right, anything else? Otherwise, we'll move on to the agenda review. Any items to be added?
Council Mayor, I just have a few things. Is updated November claims list. And then it's already on the consent agenda, but building permit report.
Anything else from the council?
Just one note I want to make, and I'll discuss it at claims list too, but on the October claims list, for October, check number 16456 for October should be deleted. That is shown and noted in November. And the total added claim should be $30,687.40. But I will touch base on that again when we get to claims.
Anything else from the council?
Under my report, I plan on talking about the handicap bathroom.
If there is nothing else, I'll look for adoption of the agenda with the added items.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve the agenda with the added items. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. We move on to the consent agenda. Hope everybody had a chance to look if there's any questions right now.
With the consent, I just would for now look to remove nuisance complaint list and the water wells unit's water consumption report.
That's because?
Just with nuisance, I don't think they got done, but there was only one nuisance that we had to report on. It was barking dog on Martha, and that was addressed with the CSO. The water wells consumption report, I did not get to that, or I need readings from people services.
Anything else on the consent agenda?
I move to approve the consent agenda with the two noted items removed.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve the consent agenda with the two items that were noted as being removed. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Chief Drake.
Good evening.
Greetings.
I'd like to get approval to put in for a FEMA grant. Probably somewhere around $40,000 going for new turnout gear, jackets and pants. Ours are about 12, 13 years old. And that's the thing that's on there, protective clothing this year. So Chris Petz and I are going to tackle it.
Need a motion, I would assume?
Yep.
So moved.
Your second?
Second.
Motion made and seconded to...
Just before you do that, you're... If we would get it, you're responsible for 5%.
To approve Chief Drage to pursue the FEMA grant pertaining to protective clothing for the firefighters. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Along with that, the fire department funds, I was talking to Jeremy, if at the end of the year, and we talk about this at the December meeting, say there'd be like $2,500 left in the fire department budget that gets thrown into the next year's and redistributed. I was just thinking that we, if there's $1,500, $2,000 or something like that in there, we take that this year and set it aside so you have money to cover your 5%, you know, versus next year all of a sudden in April we get the grant. Now you have to come up with $2,000 out of your general budget, which maybe it's not a problem, but if you set that aside now already, because it's money that's allocated, you can use that, set it aside, put it in a CD, and then if we get the grant, you use it towards paying your 5%, or we just use it for something else, wherever. Maybe that's not the right way to do it, but it's an unknown. This way, if you set it aside, you don't have to worry about it. You know?
I think that's a good idea.
I mean, what is 5% of...
And four times five, just $2,000.
A couple grand, so...
Which isn't...
No, but what if other things come up along with that? And I mean, yeah, you always got your... money from the state coming in, you could put, you want to use that for streets or something. It's just a thought, because I think there could be money left, and that way it's there and you're proactive.
It may help with the grant too, to show that.
And we might just go into this grant cheaper than what we are and have to come up with that money to get it, because maybe it's $40,000, we might go into it at $30,000. And have to come up with the extra 10, but we're still saving $30,000 that taxpayers don't have to pay at some point. We're debating that yet, you know, because they look at where to get the best bang for their money. And if others put in for $1,500 to $2,000 for a set of gear, and we put in for $1,000 to $1,200, going, wow, you know, we can get more for our money this way, you know. It's whoever reads it.
Yeah.
You know, the person that reads them, I go, well, they're putting in way too cheap. They ain't going to get, you know. But.
You're going to need a motion for that, set that money aside or not? Just do that at budget time?
Yeah.
Okay.
The Public Service Memorial. We closed out the account down at the bank. Any money now, the bank's been directed to send the donations, or they'll take them and give it to the city that anybody wants to put towards that thing to help pay for any future or whatever. Talked to Jeremy about that already, and it can be done. The other thing is, I'd like to see in your new budget, my wife and I have been paying for all the spruce tips at Christmas, the flowers in the bowls, the wreath that sits up on the pole. Be nice to get a little bit of that, you know, maybe paid for by the city. It's a city thing. We've been covering it the last how many years, but, you know, everybody enjoys it. It's a city park. So if there could be something put in.
What do you think the number was?
What do you use for the flowers down there? How much? 150 or so?
Not even.
No, unfortunately she saves it from year to year. We're pretty thrifty here.
Yeah, it's pretty minimal part.
Like the 100, 200 covers?
Well, I think, you know, the flowers and the, I don't know what they are, but the wreath is, you know, 40, 50 bucks. You know, spruce tips will cover some of it, but spruce tips are probably 120 bucks to put them in there.
300 bucks.
250.
Yeah. Was there any money left in the bank that they when they transferred that to the city, or did that just basically run with zero balance?
Zero balance. Christmas lights, I got a bunch donated down there. Don't ever go buy Christmas lights. I could probably get enough Christmas lights to reach from the railroad tracks to either end of town. So they're all in my shed. So there's plenty of Christmas lights and bulbs. We have elections on Monday night for the fire department. I get the okay. Greg Schultz is a retired firefighter. Been on daytime calls since he's been an employee of the city. Some people questioned him going on the calls, so I'd like to have it okayed that he's able to go along on daytime fire calls to drive tanker or drive the rescue truck. Whatever to help when he's available. One day he went with, and the other day he was working on the lift station down there. Had to get that right, so he couldn't go, but people, we don't have many people around by day. So.
Unless there's some reason he can't do that because of insurance, I think that's a plus to have him.
Insurance is a city employee, just like we are, so.
What I'd say. Greg would, when he does that, then council would also approve it, be compensated at his regular pay for them calls.
Yeah. Can you motion on that?
Does he have a pager?
I said I have a phone pager. Yeah, he's on
a
phone.
Oh, that, okay. Do we need a motion, or?
Yeah. I think to make it
good. Good. Legal?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Is there any thing from the fact that since he is retired, as far as the pension fund, or is he just going to be considered not a... Are we considering him not a fire department member, or what are we considering?
It'd be like rescue reserve?
Yeah.
Just like the Gallows?
Okay.
I'd say rescue reserve.
They're covered under the call, but they don't get...
nothing towards retirement.
So it won't affect.
Okay, I didn't want to know if it had any effect there.
So there was a motion. Was there a second?
Yes.
Motion made and seconded to approve that Greg Schultz can participate in fire department calls and be compensated at his regular pay if it so arises that way. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Next thing I had, tomorrow night we'll be working on Christmas lights, Saturday putting them up. 8 o'clock Saturday morning we'll be going up. Gun raffles on the 7th up at the Parkside. Checked on those, when Greg started, I told him about some throw rings that we okayed earlier in the year, or last fall or spring or whatever. Those were never ordered. Jeremy's got those ordered or is going to be ordering them. And at that time, it was okay to put one in his truck and one in the fire truck, so if something happened on the weekend. And mainly it was because of the ice in the fall and the spring and the pond down there, the retention pond. His kids were going down there. Just happened up by north of Sartell, where a guy was on 2 inches, fell in the water. Was alive, but barely. So, I mean, if somebody can get there quick enough and use that ring to try and get him in or whatever, but it's a cheap safety thing. So those are ordered. On the 7th also is the Arla Dazzle Parade. If you guys aren't doing anything, it's kind of like the Holla Dazzle. It's over in Arlington. The last couple years, people have oohed and aahed at the Hamburg fire truck that comes through there that plays music and Christmas tunes and stuff, and it's a really neat thing that they started over there. It starts at 5:30, so if you don't have anything going on, it's a really cool thing to go to. And you'll be there and bigger and better than ever. Right, Greg? He's on one of our planners, tight-lipped, sealed, so nobody knows what we're going to have. Right? So, other than that, don't have anything.
Only other thing I would have while Brad's here.
Oh, and yeah, the Robert Avenue.
Yep. Any questions, concerns?
Black, but smooth.
Did a final walk through with Brad. Didn't see any major issues. Everything looks good. So, see no reason not to do. Basically, instead of doing pay requests, we just did one pay request as a final.
Anything else for Chief Bay? Bay's here.
I just wanted to say, last night we had the Lions meeting up here, and then Brad brought his troops in, the Explorer group, and I was impressed myself at the demonstrations that they did, and I think you're doing a great job with them. So.
How many are in that group?
10. And actually the girls are outshining the guys. They did a really good job at their presentation.
That's good. Anything else? Now's the time.
As long as we're talking about those rings, do we have some thin ice signs that probably should go down there?
Yeah. There is some. Yeah,
I know there are some. Kind of got sharp edges, so.
Are you those green ones?
With them. No, they're orange.
They're orange. They're orange triangles.
So I thought I gave Dennis the posts to put them on there.
Because I thought last year he didn't put posts in the ground, but he did something with the posts and
thought he had
rims or something.
He's going to get a car rim and weld the pipe on.
Yeah.
I don't know if that ever
happened. He had some type of setup, but you have a better setup or can find that.
Yeah. It's just good to have something up that it shows you're doing something to warn people. If they go by it, the signs are there. We've got safety things in line that we've been talking about. It's just totally better to be prepared. I don't know. A lot of towns have bigger retention ponds than that. You never have a problem, but it only takes the one time. Somebody thinks, let's go skating on there, falls through. Matter of fact, I don't think the water's even much more than 3 feet deep, but you get stuck in the mud on the bottom or something and nobody sees you. And, yeah.
Do you want signs on all four sides or just on the park side where they were coming from or probably in the parking lot on the park side?
I don't know how many signs we got.
If there's four, I think you should put one on all four sides. That way, in case somebody doesn't come walking along the back of the, you know, ditch down there and goes that way or something, you know, you never know, or a snowmobile or whatever. The other thing is, I just wanted to bring up, and I know it can be years out, you should really think about One time somebody brought up about having a walking path around the whole back of the park. There's money out there for walking paths. I don't know who writes that up, if SEH can, but I think it's something, you know, to keep people off the main road a little bit. You got walking paths kind of in the front and the parking lots. Run one down someplace along, you know, the demo track side there and around the back and stuff, you know. They're putting trails all over the place. But
Chris,
it's something, you know.
You think that could be tied with park bathrooms or not? Or would that not fly with that?
It might. I mean, we would be looking at two different kind of grants. Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe it's probably separate.
Yeah, but SCH, I asked them once, and they said usually takes about 3 years to get, but, you know.
Time flies.
Yeah.
Tackle that.
You know, a lot of people are talking health and wellness, more walking trails and stuff. So I'll get to you. Yeah. All right,
thank you.
Thanks, Brad.
You bet.
We'll move on. Anthony Will, Broadband Corporation. You have a seat, please.
Evening.
Evening.
First, just want to thank you. I'm here representing Broadband Corporation. We are in process of purchasing Cologne ISP, which is my understanding you currently have a partnership with the City of Cologne and that organization to use your water tower as a transmission site in that network. Broadband Corp is going to each of the individual communities that have what we consider real vertical assets, such as the water tower, and getting a lease pre-executed prior to the purchase of the network. Obviously, we can't buy the network if we can't know that we're going to have a place to transmit from. So that's why I'm here. Just to give you a little bit of a rundown on broadband, we're working on our 10th year being an ISP. And up to this point, we've specialized in servicing rural areas where people are outside the traditional DSL and cable infrastructure. The Cologne ISP purchase is actually going to be our first real foray into communities with and actually going head-to-head against local cable and telephone companies. I personally have been in this industry since about 2000. I'm one of the co-owners. And the industry's only existed since about 97 when the FCC made it legal to broadcast on certain frequencies. So as far as this industry goes, I'm kind of long in the tooth. We're a growing company, obviously, with us being wanting to purchase Cologne ISP. And mostly I'm here to just kind of go over the lease agreement with you guys. If you have any questions whatsoever, I'm more than happy to answer anything you might have. And with that, you have any questions?
Well, I sent out some information to the council yesterday, and I have some concerns about that. For one thing, you people are looking at a 20-year contract.
20-year lease, yeah.
Or 20-year lease.
Technically, it'd be 21 because there's an initial one-year term.
And with the way the technology is changing, I think it would be wholly wrong for the city to lock itself into a 20-year, 21-year contract because who knows what's gonna happen. Also, it appears from reading your contract that you want the exclusive rights to our water tower, and we are already we've sent out information to the four major cellular phone companies, inviting them to lease space on our tower. And we've heard back from two of them, and I tried to call one of them again today and wasn't able to get through to the person I wanted to. That's a concern about that. With the expansion of the 10 megabit download speed now from CenturyLink that is now available to not only residents of Hamburg but also the surrounding area of Hamburg, and the expansion of the existing 1.5 DSL that CenturyLink had in Hamburg prior to the 10 megabit. I'm just wondering how much demand there is for your service, and whether the city should continue to pursue this. Secondly, or thirdly, up until now, CenturyLink did not offer internet-only service. You had to have their phone service in order to get their internet service. That has all changed now. You do not have to have dial-up telephone service to get internet service from CenturyLink. So I think that that's a plus for the CenturyLink folks. Mediacom, initially you had to have their cable television package in order to get their internet package. As we all know, that is no longer necessary. I guess my candid opinion is that I don't know that the city should really get stay in the Wi-Fi business. I'm keenly aware of what happened because I appeared before this council about 4 years ago or 3 years ago when Sean Springler wanted to have the water tower to put his Wi-Fi system in. For those of you who are not familiar, Sean Springler sold his company or somehow or another, Cologne took possession of it, and now Cologne is trying to sell it to you folks, as I understand. The original idea was when Sean Springler approached the council, and I will openly admit that I supported him doing it, that he wanted to take and put an antenna system up on top of the tower, on top of our water tower, so he could provide high-speed internet to the surrounding areas. Now, high-speed internet was available to the city of Hamburg, so that water tower installation basically did not benefit anybody within the city limits of Hamburg because they already had an option available to them. It was basically for the outer areas in all four directions of the compass. Part of the agreement was when Sean came to the council, he was going to pay the city council X number of dollars for the use of electricity, which, to the best of my knowledge, he never paid a dime. He was also going to offer give the city free internet access, and that never happened. And so, like I said before, with the rapidly changing technology, us getting locked into a 21 or a 20-year agreement, I think, is wrong. $50 to put an antenna or to use our tower for your antenna, that doesn't seem reasonable to me at all. When I lived in Cologne, I worked with a buddy of mine who was had a doctor's degree in electronics, and he managed water tower sites, building sites, antenna sites, and whatnot. And we put one antenna on top of the Cologne water tower, and back, this is 30 years ago, the city of Cologne was paid $150 a month for one antenna. Right now there are five antennas up there, and $50, you know, if we don't have that system up there and you're willing to pay $50, well, that's $50. We're not going to get $600 a year. A commercial phone company would come in here, Sprint, T-Mobile, Verizon, AT&T. I'm guessing that would probably net the city anywhere from $500 to $1,000 for that site. They would manage it. It would be a good deal for the city. It would benefit everybody that has a cell phone, and I think it's just a better deal by having anybody else up there with their equipment, whether it's you or another company similar to yours. I think that's precluding that from happening, not that it's even going to happen. We can't predict that, obviously. But that's my feeling, is that I can't see having this system up there any longer. You also want to have access or put your equipment in our well house there. Jeremy and I have discussed that, you know, having anybody having access to that building. We think that's a security violation, and I guess it's my feeling and my recommendation to the council that we just basically bail on this whole situation and not get involved at all.
Sure. Are there any other questions, or would you like me to address your Richard's concerns first? Okay.
Hey, Kevin. Yeah.
Sure. Okay. First, obviously, the number one thing. One, our system doesn't preclude any cellular company from deploying whatsoever. It's not in the lease. You're not reading it correctly. What it says is they can't interfere with the frequencies that we use. Cell companies don't use the same frequency bands that we do. So we wouldn't interfere with them. They wouldn't interfere with us. So there's many, many sites where we traditionally install. A water tower is actually a very core structure for us. We prefer to be mounted at about 300 feet, which obviously there's no water towers that tall. So we're generally on cellular towers. That's where we usually mount. And it works without any issues. So by us being there isn't costing the city anything as far as potential revenues. Assuming the structure can handle our equipment, it's going to be able to handle any cellular equipment. So you're free to pursue that. What it does say is it says that if another organization such as us that has a similar product as us, and they're going to utilize the same frequencies that we do, that they would not be able to interfere with us. Okay? We would have basically first right. Then if there's anything left over, and we can work out some type of a spectrum sharing situation, which I'm actually the coordinator for the state for that, for our industry, which I can tell you, unfortunately, and one thing, we're not Sean. Okay? I'm not going to go down that road, but we are not Sean. We don't operate like Sean. We're a professional organization. I am a professional. That's all I'm going to say about that. So with that being said, yes, a water tower is an excellent resource for revenue for a city. We agree. If you can get a cell company on there, that's actually even better for us, because then they may also bring fiber optic assets to the tower, which then we could possibly utilize. So please, you know, if it's an excellent revenue opportunity for the city, you should definitely be pursuing that. I always position us as we're basically icing on the cake. You know, it's an extra $50. Right now, I don't believe the city's getting anything, because I believe the partnership had a metric of the city had to have a certain number of customers on the tower before, and then you had a revenue share. It was really a partnership agreement, not really a commercial private organization type of an agreement, where what we're looking to do is actually have a real lease that actually has, you know, explains liabilities, basically says you're not liable for anything we do, we're not liable for anything you do, and it has real terms. Now, as far as the 21-year lease term, it's actually pretty standard within the industry. And it also has the 5-year renewals, which either organization would have an opportunity to either one renegotiate or, you know, see if the site's still viable. And that's one of the reasons, too, why I had I put in the 1-year, your initial term. That's typically not in a lease like this. But in this situation where you have individual communities that, I'm not going to say have suffered, because I don't know there's really any suffering involved, but have had this potential not realized within this network, and there's maybe some things and some history and things like that, I could definitely understand why the council would feel some hesitation moving forward with anything like this. And that's really the reason for the 1-year initial term, so that we can get to know your community, because honestly, we're walking into this blind. I don't have any clue what kind of equipment you have on that tower, other than by me driving to the base of it and going, okay, I'm fairly certain I know what that is, but I have no clue what that is. And looking at the cabling and the general Again, we're a professional company. I have yet to see an installation of any of this equipment that I would allow any of our guys to do. They did in some locations. Now, again, I don't know about this particular installation, but in some location they didn't even use outdoor rated cable. So we live in Minnesota. This cable gets cold, it cracks, and then it lets water in the jacket, and it shorts out the system. It's just silly things like that. That's what I'm running into. So the very first thing we're doing is we're within the first 30 to 60 days, we're inventorying the entire network. What do we have to deal with? And then the next probably 3 to 6 months is going to be us getting this network onto our fiber optic assets. Okay. So, and resolving any issues like, okay, we got to recable this whole thing. These antennas are junk, you know, whatever. And we're once we get this network where we consider it up to our standards as far as reliability and performance-wise, then we're going to go over and we're going to overlay the entire network with our normal technology standard. Now, the equipment that was deployed with Clone ISP, it's awesome because it's cheap. Unfortunately, you get what you pay for. So it doesn't work all that well. It's really not designed to do what they're doing with it. And so we're going to end up overlaying the entire network with a technology platform that's actually designed to do what we do. With that, we can be very competitive with CenturyLink all day long. We are already competitive with CenturyLink. So,
well, yeah, I guess I would challenge that remark because I saw what your prices are on your website.
Now, realize, though, that those prices are for rural customers that don't have access to CenturyLink. Okay.
Yeah, but I still think they're out of sight. I mean, $79.95?
Sure, sure. Yeah. So, well, as part to address that concern, as part of our actual purchase agreement with Clone ISP, for at least the first year, we're not allowed to change the pricing of the customer's plans. Okay. Mm-hmm. And beyond that, our plan is to actually maintain that pricing moving forward and sell additional services such as phone products and video products, our support services, things along those lines. To be honest with you, $25 isn't enough money to even pay for the equipment. There's no profit there. Literally. And that's why the rent has to be $50, because if we look at what we're bringing in order for literally at $25 a month, I need almost 50 customers to pay you $50. Because that's how much profit margin is in that.
But I just said, you know, that's your problem. My point is, you're not going to provide Cologne or Cologne residents any service. So why should we allow you to be on our water towers?
Well, I disagree.
The council may not know this, but Jeremy and I have talked about this fiber optic network that the county is putting in. And Jeremy has told me, you know, they've got some phone services now through that. And he's talked to some of the other administrators in the various municipalities. And I'm changing my mind rather fast about the fiber optic and getting signed up with that. But I don't see what your company has to offer the city of Cologne or our city residents. They can already get cable TV, they can get DSL, they can get high-speed internet, they can get that already. And it's not costing the city anything. And we don't have any hassle, and we still got the option of letting the cellular company come in and put something on our tower and generate some real revenue. But $50 a month, I mean, that's almost a slap in the face.
Compared to how much you receive now?
We're getting nothing.
And exactly.
Okay, so we're getting 50 times. I see your point. But $50, I guess I don't think that's even worth our time. I don't think we should even consider it. Plus, you want us to get locked into 20 years. That's really scary.
The $50 again. There's a 1 year initial term. At each of the terms, that's an opportunity for us to get together and renegotiate.
But what are you going to provide the city?
Provide your residents here?
What are you going to provide the residents and the city of Amber that we don't already have? That we can't get cheaper?
A competitive option?
No, I don't believe, based on your prices and based on what I've seen, that you're going to come anywhere close to being competitive with CenturyLink or with MediaCom.
I know I can beat CenturyLink.
And you have caps on the amount of data, and after so much, after so much data is used, you know, there's an additional charge on top of that.
Again, okay, you really, I'll say it again. All that pricing, all that model has nothing to do with this network or what we're going to offer in the city, because that's competitive against a satellite product. Okay, that's satellite internet.
No,
that's who we compete against with that pricing model.
Okay, and that's fine, but we don't need, our residents in Hamburg do not need satellite internet because we have CenturyLink and we have MediaCom that's available.
I'm sorry, I don't think you understand what I said. The pricing that you're looking at our website.
Right.
Whatever you've seen there, just forget it. Throw it out the door because it has nothing to do with what we're talking about.
That's rural. Rural, what he said.
But what I'm saying, so what are you going to charge a month for 10 megabit?
10 megabit.
Town wants it.
10 megabit product will probably come in somewhere, just itself, just the internet. No phone products, no video products, nothing else. 10 megabit product probably come in somewhere between $50 and $75.
A month. And it's $39.95 without phone service from CenturyLink.
That's not true.
It certainly is. I talked to him this morning.
It's not true.
It is.
I can guarantee you it's not true.
Believe me. I talked to him. I know what they told me.
I was preparing for this meeting. I talked to him.
Hang on. No. I guess
there's...
That's up to the consumer, I guess.
Right.
Yeah. I guess what we need to get to is if this is a fit for the city of Hamburg. For a service to provide.
If the customer wants to go with them, that's up to the customer. It's not through the city.
What we hope to do is have a competitive option for your residents. Now, yes, the radio waves don't stop at the city borders. We do plan on servicing customers outside of the city. But honestly, we already cover all the way around your town. What we hope to do with this network is... mostly concentrate on the town itself. We're actually going to market it, and again, we're going to overlay the technology so that we can have a competitive product with speeds well above and beyond 10 meg. We can do that right now with our existing technology. I can offer people 50 meg right now on our existing technology.
But after they reach that magic number, then you charge them more because you've got a cap on.
I'm sorry, Richard. I'll say it again. Anything you read on our pricing, it has nothing to do with what we're going to do here.
Okay. Well, I guess the point, as far as I'm concerned, is why does the city of Hamburg need you? Because our residents have everything that they could possibly want in the way of internet access, cable TV. They can get satellite if they want. They can get phone through the MediaCom, and they can all do that. And again, I'll take into consideration, your pricing is going to change. But for right now, I see no benefit whatsoever, not one, of having your company continue to be on our
water. You're belaboring the issue here, Mr. Owens. He's talking about rent space on the water tower. You're talking about the whole city of Hamburg subscribing his product, and they don't have to. It's their own choice.
And that's what I'm saying. And so why should the city of Hamburg get involved with a company that's not going to benefit anybody in the city? It's as simple as that.
Well, I guess...
They could possibly, it's up to the people. They could benefit some people. Do you offer like a Wi-Fi as well, or are you just strictly fiber optic style?
We don't offer a mobile solution at this time, no. And if we did, we would likely partner with a cellular company of some sort, mostly because mobile and wireless are not the same thing. They already have that infrastructure. We've investigated wholesaling access on cellular networks in the past. Once our customer base reaches a certain mass, it might make sense. But I'm going to easily say that wouldn't happen in the next 12 months.
What kind of range do you have, like, say, off the tower here?
Off of this tower, I'm going to guess somewhere between 3 to 5 miles. And mostly the reason for that is height. Eventually, the curvature of the earth and trees and stuff get in the way of the signal. and you just lose power. Again, this is a very low power system because it's an unlicensed product, so you're not allowed to operate at very high powers. That also effectively limits your range. Now, where we have a licensed product that we would be overlaying it, so that allows us a little more output power and things.
Anything else from council? Otherwise, what I'm gathering is we've got $50 a month kind of for rent. Basically, whatever service you provide is up to the consumer to purchase.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not any city's obligation. I guess one of the negative things is getting into that pump house.
Right. Now, again, I'm not familiar with your exact installation. Jeremy had mentioned that I believe the equipment is outside of that pump house.
Yeah.
I don't. Our equipment, we affectionately call it a doghouse. It's about a 3.5 foot long by about 2.5 foot tall by about 2.5 foot wide metal enclosure that has like a little heater and fan in it. And that's generally where we house our equipment, even if it were inside of like a pump house or something like that. But we're not interested in being inside of like a, because you don't have a lollipop here, right? You have a four-leg tower.
Four-leg.
Right. So usually, what we would be is inside the lollipop, usually. But like in the city of Howard Lake, which has a similar water tower structure as you do, we're on the outside right next to one of the legs. You know. So we don't necessarily have to have access to the actual pump house itself.
I believe that equipment's in some type of heated box mounted to the siren pole. Well, maybe it's not.
Yeah, it's probably just a box.
But it's just a box on the outside. The only thing that's in the pump house is basically we ran a service.
Oh, sure, yeah.
You know, for power
mm-hmm.
to that box to provide that.
Yeah, and we wouldn't need anything beyond that. We just need power.
So that would, you know, I think that issue can be addressed. My concern is the renewal terms.
Mm-hmm.
You know, locking in 20 years after our initial year. That's a huge, huge commitment.
No, it's after five.
Yeah, it's 4 or 5 year terms.
Right.
So it's a 5 year term lease.
Absolutely.
But if either party doesn't have
what I would ask on a trial basis for now, if your company would be interested in looking at some type of renewal, you know, initial term 12 and then a renewal of 12, and then we can see how it goes, and then we can redo the contract after that and maybe look at a longer term type contract.
So you're saying change the initial year to like a 2 year?
Well, no, 1 year, and then the renewal term would be for 1 year. And then at that time, we could look at a longer term contract. I know you probably need a commitment.
No, actually, I've been talking to so many city councils, trying to keep them all straight. I believe the city of New Germany, we actually just stripped the whole 5 year term out. And it literally, the lease is a 1 year term, which basically forces us to come back together here in 12 months and go, is it working?
And I'd be fine with that to look at some of that nature. Because what I'd hate is for something to slip through the cracks, it's not working out, we didn't get in before 90 days, and we're tied in 5 years.
Right, right.
The other thing, I think, just maybe to clarify on the interference, I guess I, you know, before council would decide whether to move forward with this or not, I think our city planner and attorney would need to review, obviously, this, you know, tower site agreement. But I'd also want to get clarification on that interference. From what I understand, as I talked to Mr. Odoms, and I kind of went back and reread it a couple times today, maybe you could tell me, but I'll question our attorney on it also. But under the interference, I think basically what it's saying in there is that if you're there,
mm-hmm.
and we bring in another company,
mm-hmm.
you're not saying nobody can come in.
Right.
But if we bring someone else in and it causes interference, then you kind of have first right to request to us to shut down equipment or make the change so it doesn't interfere with your equipment.
Yeah, that's pretty much exactly how. I'm not sure if it's in your packet or not.
Yeah,
but
it's number six.
I don't.
I mean, I guess I get that clarified by attorney, but I think
that's exactly what it says.
How I'm kind of reading into it, and kind of from what you're talking, that's what you're.
Yeah, it essentially says that because interference doesn't necessarily have to be frequency. If a cell company, like say we have our antenna, you know, right here, right, and we're shooting this way, and then they mount an antenna right here, I mean that's also interference.
Right.
So that basically protects us and says, hey, you know, if anybody else rents here, now it's very, very odd for this to happen. I've only ever had it once where some yahoos did that, but you know, generally they would mount like this, and literally they could be that far apart, physically an inch apart. As long as they're not like this, then there's no real interference there because the antennas are pointed that way.
Oh, you know? Look at some of the water towers or towers towards the cities.
Oh, yeah, they're just peppered with antennas.
Yeah, they're very close, but like you say, it'd be dumb to put one in front of the other.
Right, yeah, no. As long as.
But the more frequency spread that you have, the more antennas you can have on a tower because they're not going to interfere with each other.
Right.
So, I mean, you could have 12 different antennas on one tower, and if the frequency spread is far enough, they're not going to interfere with each other.
Exactly.
But when you start getting systems of similar or close frequencies together, that's where you have the problem.
Right, exactly.
And I agree with what Jeremy says. I guess I would go along with this one-year trial period. However, I'm not at all comfortable with the $50 a month. I mean, if you charge somebody $79 a month for their service and you pay us $50, how many systems can you put off of our water tower that you're paying us $50 a month for? And I understand you're in business to make money, and I wish you well, but I think $50 is not even realistic.
Well, one of the reasons why we offered that instead of like trying to maintain the existing 6% after the 20 customers, because the system can't support itself if there's not at least 20 customers on it, so there should be some rent being paid. Honestly, we came up with the $50 mark because we said, well, if there's any kind of reasonable growth, you're probably going to be getting 50 by the end of the year anyway, okay, even if we maintain the old model, you know. If there isn't any growth at all, then after the initial term, we might have to bail ourselves, you know, because if there's not any kind of headway happening, and the one-year term is really tough because, honestly, in order for marketing to get any kind of real hold, first you got to market, and 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 it takes you 6 months even to get just a little bit of a grip anywhere, and then it takes probably another year before you see any real results. Like, for instance, you know, we're in, I'm trying to think of a tower that's about a year old. City of Biscay is getting close to a year. I want to say we have 14 customers on that tower, and we've gotten 10 of them in the last 2 months. So, and that's almost a year old. It's 10 months old now. So it's taken us that long, and that's every month we're doing flyers, sometimes several flyers in a month. Where, you know, we set up our trailer at the local watering hole. You know, we're doing all kinds of things to get community awareness of, you know, aware of our product. There's a lot of people that just can't stand the phone company. They'll go anywhere other than the phone company. Same thing with the cable company. And, you know, we're an option for those customers. Otherwise, for instance, back to pricing, our intent is to offer phone and internet solution for $50 a month. At the $50 mark, it starts to make sense. And we can offer both of those products at that and actually make a couple bucks profit. So that's what I hope to have done within the year. Again, I don't know if that's going to happen. A year is really not a very long time, especially when 6 months of the year really can't do much tower work anyway.
Now, let me ask you this question, and if you don't want to answer it, I fully understand. But
sure.
How many customers are on that system right now on our tower?
On this one here?
And like I
well,
said,
that's
I'm
public
not,
knowledge.
I'm not trying to pry, but I'm just curious.
I want to say somewhere between 10 and 15.
See, because I was the one who was carrying the flag for Sean when he started this system here.
Sure.
And I mean, I signed him up with probably 40 or 50 customers in the first couple of months.
Okay.
And, yeah, and I mean, I really went to town for him.
Mm-hmm.
And
you got burned by it?
Well, let's just say I think you and I probably have the same opinion. But that's not what we're here to talk. I think what Jeremy said, and I guess we don't want to belabor this too long, but I think what Jeremy says, we go for a year and try it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm comfortable with that, but I'm not comfortable with the $50 a month.
Okay. Sure.
Can I ask Anthony, the other cities that are tied with Kelowna ISB?
What are they getting offered for rental?
Well, I think they're getting the same, right?
I think
that's what you presented them. Have any of them voiced any concerns, issues? And two, have any of them signed on yet?
You know, as far as lease agreement? Like signed on to the actual lease agreement themselves? Yeah. Mayor and New Germany have both agreed. Kelowna obviously has agreed. Both of them are receiving 50. Young America, I hope to have a signed lease with them next week. So that's where we're at. I want to say, let's see, there's Cologne, Mayor, New Germany, Hamburg,
Victoria?
Young America. I'm sorry, what?
Victoria area? I know they talked about it one time.
Victoria's not on it, no. That's actually where we're headquartered. Our field op, and I work out of the Hutchinson office, but our corporate op is technically in Victoria. Let's see.
How come Cologne wants to get rid of this?
Honestly, this is opinion. No one there has ever said anything. But mostly it's they probably didn't partner with somebody that could meet the needs that they felt their customer base required. So, and that's the home organization. So that's they're basically looking to not have to deal with it anymore because unfortunately their partner just didn't meet their needs.
Is Springer still affiliated with them then or not?
That's Sean.
I mean, he
that's to the home is Sean.
Yeah, I know that, but I mean, didn't Cologne buy? Or I guess that's what I thought it was, is that
nope.
Cologne took this over and renamed it Cologne ISB.
No, it was all Sean. Sean is basically manages and owns the tower infrastructure.
But then, Jeremy, what was that contract that the city signed here a year or so ago with the city of Cologne?
That's the agreement with Cologne ISP working with Sean. See, it's kind of convoluted. It's Cologne ISP, right?
Okay.
Cologne ISP hires To the Home to manage and run the network.
So they're like a subcontractor, sort of like?
Effectively, but they were tighter than a subcontraction relationship. They were partner, and they actually got a percentage of the monthly revenues.
So Sean is still affiliated with the Cologne operation?
As of right now.
Yes. And when you people take it over, will he still be affiliated with your company?
We're losing sight of the issue here. What he's looking for is to rent the tower space for the antenna. I'm not interested in the management of ISP, Cologne, or whatever, or why these guys are buying or anything like that.
Bobby,
you're dragging this out, Mr. Owens, here. I mean, we've been talking about this for 45 minutes on an issue that should probably take 15 minutes. And it's because you don't like his pricing. You don't like whatever here, but you're trying to speak for the city of Hamburg. But the city of Hamburg, the people have their own decisions to make. If we rent this guy's space, that's all we're doing. You don't like the pricing? You don't like anything like that? I mean, that's it.
Council members, the bonus, with all due respect, I believe I'm a little more knowledgeable about this than you are, and I'm trying to find out the facts. Now, if that's upsetting you, I'm sorry about that. I think I'm asking some good questions. I have some knowledge about this. I know some of the principles involved. I don't want to get us into a mess like we could potentially get into, not with your company.
Right. And I completely understand your concerns. And that's why I am been as forthright as I possibly can be. I'm kind of a brass tacks kind of guy, like yourself. I don't like hedging, you know. I try to be as PC as I possibly can.
Right.
But when it comes right down to it, you know, yes, we're a private company. We want to make money. If nobody buys our services because it's too expensive, we're not going to make any money.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to try and be competitive. Hopefully that addresses that concern. And I can understand the issues revolving around the To the Home organization. The only thing I can really say to that is we're a professional company. We've been doing this almost as long as that guy's been around, born.
Mm-hmm. Take the test, though.
Yeah. It's done. So, if there's not any other, this isn't a partnership. This is a commercial lease. Mm-hmm. We would like to lease space on the tower. And hopefully we can bring a product that your citizens would like. If not, well, I guess in a year we'll say, sorry, we don't want to renew. Hopefully that won't happen.
So I guess at this point, like you say, run it past our
planner and attorney.
Yeah.
To make sure everything's kosher in the site agreement. And what's council's wishes on the renewal terms? Just the initial 12 or?
Two 12s, right? Isn't it?
I can do one 12. That just means that we're going to be sitting here, a year from now. I'm perfectly comfortable with that. So I think the easiest thing is just to strike the 5-year term right out of it. That way, we don't even necessarily have to rewrite the document, quote unquote. I would mention one thing. We are actually attempting to purchase Kelowna ISD the first week of December. I realize you guys won't be meeting for another 4 weeks.
We meet next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday. So there is some expediency on that we would like, if possible. Jeremy, that's your name, right? Yeah. Sorry, I got so many admins in my head. You have my contact information. Unfortunately, I do not have any business cards left. So if anybody has any individual questions for myself or concerns, you're more than welcome to contact me anytime via email, phone. Jeremy has my cell phone. More than happy to answer any questions you might have or your lawyer might have or anything like that.
Okay.
All right. That was interesting.
Is there any other questions?
The only other thing I've seen in the lease is a spelling.
Well, that was probably me then. There's a reason I got into computers when I was a kid. It could spell for me.
Well, spell check, Linda caught it. It's just the context of it.
Oh. Uh-oh.
All right, well, I think should we have a motion to present it to our planner and attorney? And then,
the attorney.
Go from there?
Yep.
Okay. Is there a motion? Or any other discussion? Questions first.
I'll move that we present it to the attorney planner for additional input.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's a second.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to proceed with this lease agreement to our city attorney and our planner to make sure everything is what it's supposed to be. Any other discussion? Otherwise, motion is made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried at this point. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Sorry you called you
Al.
Oh, no, don't worry. I'm Andrew Al. It's rare that I'm Anthony.
I'll move on to old city business. NIMS training.
I would do the same, but unfortunately I am out of cards.
See me after the meeting. I'll make you some cards.
Thanks.
NIMS, how are we doing?
Still got to get that.
Greg, you have 1, 2, and 7, right? For NIMS, do you know? Yep.
Lundy and I are working on it together.
So together you haven't really...
We're working so hard.
There's a long weekend coming up, so...
You think it'll happen?
I'm hoping it's going to happen.
Okay. Is he staying over at your place or what?
Invite them over for Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah, like that's going to happen.
Well,
we wouldn't get them done on Thanksgiving.
Well, not after you smoke his tie. Okay, we're aware of it. The year is almost gone. All right, continue.
No other real updates. Reminder for assessment policy. I think after we have budget here, we'll have to sit down and look at that. Recycling, I see nothing was at the hall, so I will follow up on that. Time clocks. Has council made any decisions as what they want to do with time clocks? I think last time we talked about maybe looking at software. I did not get a chance to look at pricing of software, but I'd have to think it's probably similar to cost of a time clock.
Yeah, let's table it for right now.
Okay.
Our lot
the
sold?
Tax forfeited lot. Yeah, Mr. Detail. Tell him Detail about that lot.
How many Detail? Do you know what the price was?
I do not know that, no. Usually the county will send out some information on it.
So basically,
we haven't received nothing yet. What we talked about is we'll put the assessments back on here at $12,200 something. So we'll reassess them. And then we discussed we would negotiate the whack and sack fees. I believe that's what our...
Yeah, that's what the motion was.
Motion
was,
okay.
Yeah.
Just to clarify.
So, and I did talk with him and explain, went through the lot, explained the easements on there and the minimal requirements. Basically what he's looking to do, he's going to give me some plans. What he wants to do is just put a typical rambler on there for, like, you know, elderly people. Just a typical rambler. He doesn't know if he's going to do basement yet or not, but, you know, straight rambler with garage and house so he can fit it on the lot. So that's what he's looking to do. So it would be a huge plus if that could all work out and get something on the tax roll with that lot.
Well, I know they're good, so
yeah.
Let's see. That's good. At least it's solid.
Yeah, hopefully next year we'll be putting that bag on the tax roll. It'd be huge.
Which lot
is that? It's on Brad Street next to Mr. John Trevish.
All right, good.
Yeah, and then... Water sewer improvements. I guess maybe Greg and Mr. Odoms can kind of take the reins on that one before they kind of oversee most of them projects while it's gone on vacation.
Well, it was. I appreciated Jeremy how much job he's got to do while he's been here, and I've been on the council for 11 months, but. I came to appreciate even more how important he is and what he's got going for him when he wasn't here. So he's did do a good job, Jeremy. I guess everybody knows that the slab is in for the generator. Apparently it's been put in over a sewer pipe, according to Larry Mueller. I'm a little disturbed that he saw that what was going on down there and didn't bother to bring it up at the time. He was helpful enough to help Greg locate where the sewer and the water lines were down there. And then when he knew where the slab was going in, and he was fully aware it was happening down there, and for him not to say anything at the time and then come in here now and bring it up, I think that's...
Well, can I ask Greg?
I actually think it's going to roll over the pipe anyway, tell you the truth.
Because you look at where that manhole is.
The lines are very bad. He painted the lines on the cover itself. He didn't paint lines all the way across. And when we just did the calibration and stuff, I don't believe that slab is on there. And regardless of where it goes, if he's talking the sewer line, he's talking the line that is the gravity line.
Greg, can you come up here so we can get shot? And the map, I recall us doing that, looking at was down there, and we saw that there were no water lines, and that's why that area was checked. And Jeremy and Greg and
I don't believe it's sitting right on top of a pipe.
Pardon?
I don't believe that the slab is sitting right on top of the pipe. It's the side of the pipe, I believe. But regardless of where it's put, that line, I think he's talking about the gravity line that goes into the big tank. It's probably 20 feet deep. Regardless of where that thing is, if it ever got dug up, it's going to be a big hole.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So where do you put it?
Yeah.
You know, I don't believe it's right on the actual pipe. It's off to the side of the pipe, I believe. But like I said, regardless, if that ever needs to get dug up, well, at that time, if it needs to be moved, it needs to be moved, because we'd almost have to put it in the parking lot for the size of the hole that's going to need to be made to fix that there. You don't want to put it any closer to the street because of salt and sand and everything else coming.
Well, and the other thing, too, is that because Jeremy was gone, I made a special point of at least once a week making an update of what had taken place so that, A, the council would know what was going on. If they had any questions, they could call me. And, B, it would be easier for Jeremy when he came back just to read, you know, three or four pages of notes that I sent out. So that's what it was. Again, I had the gas company required that we have this, I think it's T company or something. They came out, they literally lifted the top off of that manhole that's in where that crushed rock is, and they assured me that there's no problem with any of the where the stuff is going to be located. So what else can you do? Greg did a good job of cutting the black top and forming that up down there. It was a constant fight with the weather about how when we were going to lay the cement. It finally got laid got poured and smoothed out last Friday. Greg and Kyle Trebusch basically did all the work, and if the council could send Kyle a letter of appreciation, that would be appropriate, I do believe. The transfer switch is supposedly going to be installed before the ground freezes. I sent an email to the generator company this afternoon asking when that's going in, making sure that it goes in where we want it to go in. I haven't heard back from them. The grass that was dug up has been basically smoothed out and landscaped, and they put that that straw mat on there, and there's grass here underneath that. And so the gas company was just really a great bunch of people to work with, so that the kids didn't go down there and turn the gas on before anything's hooked up to it. I went to the hardware store and got a padlock and put it in a locked position. Greg's got a key, I got a key, Brad's got a key, and Jeremy's got three keys, one for the mayor, one for himself, and probably one for the fire department. Once the generator gets hooked up, we do not lock the gas meter on. We just don't lock it up. We don't put a lock on it at all. With the exception of, we told the generator company that we're going to put a 5x8 slab in there instead of 4x8. Well, the guy came out before Greg or I could be down there and already had it figured out where he was going to put the bolts, not taking into consideration it was a 5x8 slab instead of a 4x8 slab. So it's going to be kiddywampus a little bit, but it's not a big deal. The generator is going to be facing east and west, with the radiator being to the east. The gas comes in, obviously, from the north side on the right side of the generator as you're looking at it. And that's pretty much it. Anything else? Okay. The rest of the stuff, I guess I can...
One thing you said there about the transfer switch.
Pardon?
The transfer switch and stuff they're going to do. Are they doing this just out of the goodness of their heart till next year? Because that's kind of when we're planning on the purchase.
But they're aware of that.
Putting this in.
Yeah, they're fully aware of it.
Conditional that there won't be any payment till.
Right, and they know that the reason we're delaying it is because of the sales tax deal, and they're totally comfortable with that. And I think, Jeremy, didn't they say that, you know, like in March or April, that's when their price increases come into effect? So, I mean, yeah, they're fully aware of it.
Okay, I'm and just looking at that. We get a bill here before the end of
and
the
it's,
year.
It's, they're going to be the only company that's totally responsible for putting everything in except the cement, and that's already taken care of.
I called Jeremy. This has kind of been cut and dry, but one resident here in town has access to generators. Basically, they're takeouts from cell towers. I mentioned it to Jeremy because the specifications, what we laid down, what he had was a less KW.
That guy lived down here by the railroad tracks?
Scott.
Yeah, you talked to me.
And basically, I don't know the year, how the age of them, any type of warranty, and he never really got back to me on anything comparable to what we spec. So I just don't want any, how would I say, bad talk around that we didn't go that route, but yet we don't know what was available.
Yeah, no, he was down there one day, and he'd mentioned that he'd talked to you about that. And I said, well, we're getting rid of it. I basically said, we're getting rid of a piece of used equipment because, you know, we don't know how long it's going to last. We're going to get something new in here that's state-of-the-art that starts automatically and it goes in. So as far as I'm concerned, he said nothing negative or that could be construed as being negative.
Okay, I just
towards you.
Want to so that all the council knows,
yeah.
You know, that it isn't just between that I talked to Jeremy because yeah. It wasn't apples to apples.
No, you're exactly right. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But it was, you know, probably a good generator, but you don't know the history, you don't know
right.
How old. So there are a lot of ifs there. So
yeah.
I just figured I'd use it.
Good old college truck. Can't blame him for trying.
We got Tyler.
So I guess, you know, I just want to personally thank Mr. Odoms and Greg for taking care of that issue while I was gone. It was a nice benefit to have that basically completed when I came back. And I got more hair for it, I guess, because it sounded like it didn't
there are,
fully go as described.
And I was taking pictures during all the pour down there, so those are on the website if anybody wants to look at them.
In your recap, there's something you were just satisfied with?
What? With that Midwest generator company, their customer service just really stinks. Because that guy no sooner got the order, and you know, I sent him an email to get things coordinated, and he says, "Well, I'm leaving town for 10 days, and so you'll be dealing with Emily." I had no idea who Emily was. Unbeknownst to me, Emily sent XL Energy wanted a site plan of where stuff was going to be. And so Emily took it upon herself to decide where the generator was going to be and where the gas meter was going to be and all that was going to be. And I didn't know about that. So then when I was talking with this Becky Harrison from XL Energy, she's telling me about this site plan. I said, well, you know, I was working on a site plan. It was quite detailed for those of you who've seen it. And she says, well, no, we've already got the site plan where the gas meter is going to be. And I says, where'd you get that from? She said, well, the generator people sent it to us. And I said, well, I never got it. So she sent it to me, and she had the gas meter down by the blacktop of the parking lot at the end of the ramp that's there. And I said, no, that's not where it's going to be. And so then they had it, they moved it someplace else, and she sent another site plan of where to put it. I said, this lady doesn't know what's going on. She's never even been down here to see the site, and I don't know who she is. And then we got this Melissa involved, and you know, everybody's calling the shots if I'm supposed to be the one who's coordinating this, and I have no idea what's going on. So I basically, you know, send an email to her. I says, hey, you know, this is our project. I'm representing the city. I'm the one that's responsible, so everything has to go through me. That's how it has to be. And I finally got their attention, and I talked to the lady from XL Energy, and again, XL Energy, they just did an outstanding job. And I said, you know, I'm calling the shots here, and so that's basically what happened. Then they decided they were going to put the transfer switch on the north side of where the panels are for the lift station. I says, no, that's going to go on the south side where the panels are, kind of hidden by the generator, so it's aesthetically pleasing. Well, they didn't like that. And I said, well, that's where it was supposed to go originally, and that's where it's going. So again, I sent them an email, and I said, this is where it goes. You know, and this is the first time in my 70 years
that I've done a project of this magnitude. The fact that I'm doing it for the city makes it interesting and makes me want to do even a better job. And I had all kinds of cooperation from Greg. I had all kinds of cooperation from Jeremy before he left. I assume the council was happy with what I was doing because I didn't hear anything negative. But the company that stands to benefit the most from this, they're the biggest pain in the neck to deal with. So I think we've got that all straightened out.
All right, now I know. And what else you got on here?
Dialer for water treatment plant.
But the deal is on that. I've met with Floyd Security as recently as last Friday. Let me back up. Bob wanted me to contact control stuff down here. So I contacted them. They wanted $1,500 about to put a dialer in and a panel and whatnot. And it would just basically dial the phone. I thought that was a little bit steep. So I went down there and I met with, can't remember his name right off the bat, but really nice guy, an interesting place down at the creamery down there in Gotha. And we kind of haggled back and forth and kind of cut some things out. And we got the price down to $700. But that means the city has to buy a dialer. I have to install it. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. So I thought, we can do better than this. So I contacted Floyd Security last Friday. I went out and met with them and told them what our needs are. And for $400, they will put in a dialer like they put in at the lift station that they charge us $600 for. And they will charge us $20 a month to monitor the water treatment plant. They're charging us $28 down at the lift station. It'll be basically the same thing. And I've talked to People Services. I believe Jeremy's had the same conversation. And they say, yeah, you should get a dialer in here. Because we had another episode here about a week ago. Was it last Monday? When was it?
Veterans Day, I believe it was.
Veterans Day. Again, the pump's kicked out for whatever reason at 7 in the morning or something. Something like that. So, and, you know, only because they went in there that day at 9:30 or 8:30, whatever time it was, and they noticed it and they hit the reset button. So, had we had a dialer hooked up to it, we would have been notified right away. So that's basically what it is. We're looking to spend $400 to put a dialer in there, $20 a month, and they'll guarantee that $20 a month for 3 years.
Well, we've talked about it long enough here. If we're satisfied, maybe that's what we got to go and do. Any questions, comments from the council?
I'll make the motion.
Is there a second?
I'll second the motion.
Motion made and seconded to go along with the Floyd Security proposal at $400 install, $20 a month. Monitoring fee. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. When will they do it?
As soon as possible. The thing we have to do is I have to get with People Services to find out where in the control panel we hook on to get the contact closure or opening when there's an alarm condition. I've been trying to get with them for 2 days. We're looking for Friday now.
Yeah, I've had two or three calls here in the last probably 2 weeks as to problems down at the lift station.
Yeah, see, Mayor, and we've changed that now.
I read that.
You read that? Okay, yeah, so you shouldn't have that anymore.
They'd ask me, are you on site? Hell no.
When they called you, they called me too.
Well, that's license 3232.
The other thing that we should talk about as far as the water treatment plant is concerned, the UPS that is in there that provides power to the panel. When the water treatment plant loses power, there's a momentary...
backup battery.
Well, there's a backup battery that momentarily provides power to the panel till the generator starts up and takes over. That UPS was put in there apparently when the water treatment plant was built. According, again, I talked to APC who made the UPS. They state that 8 to 10 years the UPS should be replaced. Every 3 to 5 years the battery should be replaced. they're in the business to sell power supplies, so I guess that's why they say that. But nonetheless, we should probably think about getting a new UPS in there. And I priced them, and they're $129.
Cheap insurance.
Right. And the benefit of that is then we can take the old UPS out, get a new battery for it, $13.95 from Amazon, I might add, put that in the existing UPS that we're going to be taking out, give that to Jeremy and Sue so they've got UPS in the office so that right now if they're doing something on the computer and the power drops out, they've lost everything if they've got a program open. So we're kind of killing two birds with one rock.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
So if we could spend that $129 for the UPS, that would be great.
And see, why not? No motion.
So be it.
Second.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to purchase the IPS?
UPS.
UPS. Sorry. As stated, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Okay, we can figure this is the same as the parcel.
The ground drops.
All right. Anything else under old city business? Otherwise, we'll move on to public works. Mr. Schultz.
I have been doing a lot of outside work, a lot of tree trimming, pulling of weeds, weed whipping, taking care of the compost dumpsters. I guess one question I got too, when these compost dumpsters are full, that's it, right?
I think so.
They're getting the time of year now.
Because I got one that's full and one that's probably about three-quarter full.
So I'd say at the end of this month we pull them. That's typically when we do.
Okay.
I'd have to think of people. You know, they have their... Well, maybe tomorrow will be nice, but this probably could be the last two nice days.
Yeah. 1 to 3 inches of snow months. Thursday.
Yeah, so
I'm thinking this.
So is the one, are both down there? I guess I didn't look.
They're both there.
So the one, do you have to call that they come and get?
Well, what I'll do, I'll call them both at the same time. I'll come pick them up the same day.
Then. Okay, I didn't know. Get rid of one and then
I'll just fill the call second and tell one. Them when they're both full. Pick them up. We don't want no more.
You always let me know, Greg, and I'll wrap. He usually takes care of it.
Okay.
Is this the one that has to be out by the 25th? So we can know if that's something else.
I'd have to look at the billing period. Because I won't want them to sit over there for a week and then us get charged for that full billing period. And I think it's the 26th maybe of November. So I'd say after this weekend we pull them.
Okay.
No matter if they're full or not.
Yeah, that'd be fine with me. Like I said, most of the leaves are off the trees and looks just kind of blown around from yard to yard right now.
Yeah, so. They're blowing the normal. All right, good.
The calibration and maintenance on the lift stations was done. We called the calibration guy, had a question as to how the floats and stuff were set down there. So I had North Star pump come out, and he basically said we can't drop them floats anymore because if we do, it will get under the. You don't want to drop under the handles because then the gases and stuff will rot the handles off the pump. That's what they use to lift the pumps out. And also, there's kind of like a bell on the pump, and that's where your water intake is. He said you never want to get that under there because it sucks air, and then you get cavitation issues on the pump. So what he did, and Jeremy had said I was supposed to look for some stuff, but the floats...
You know, on that, Greg, hold that thought quick. I talked to People Services on that.
Okay.
They said just use Dawn dish soap.
Just dump Dawn dish soap down there? Okay.
Yeah, why pay all that money for degreaser?
Okay.
Yeah, that does the same.
They said just use that.
Yeah,
why spend all that big bucks on... One, that's what Dawn is, you know, you watch the commercials, right?
Yeah.
Cuts grease two times, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
So that's what they said to use.
Okay.
I don't think you really have to use antibacterial down there.
No good.
Yeah, what was happening is the floats looked like big clubs because they were all full of grease, and the float is hooked to the wire. Well, as that floats, or as that tips, it allows the thing to come on. Well, with all that grease on there, it wasn't allowing the tip right. So basically, pulled them up, cleaned all the floats off, and there's a pretty good grease line all the way around the outside and stuff too. So, okay.
Well, so I think, like they said, just to kind of monitor once you start to see grease build up.
Okay.
Put some Dawn soap in there. Should take care of it.
All right. We had the wells checked today. Wells number 2 and 3. We didn't do the one up there because we can't turn that one on. We went up and looked at it. He said they looked really good. Concrete is poured. I guess I was going to ask too. I've been hauling a lot of wood out to the ponds out there and taking a look at them ponds. There's a lot of maintenance to be done around them rocky areas. I was wondering about checking out to see if I can get a burning permit and actually burn the weeds up out of them rocks yet this fall. Could we do that? Because even if I cut them down, I mean, it's the weeds are like that, and they're all brown and dead. It's just going to leave a mess that's going to be there for... It's all green grass around it, and it's not going to go anywhere.
We'd have to check with the county, I think. See if we can
get a hold of the environmental
services. Yeah.
Or check with Brad. He knows who to get a hold of.
He said you can get them online now or something. I asked him about that. If that would be all right, because... And then next spring, or if I have time this fall, then I would like to address all the trees and stuff growing up in the rocks. But if you can get rid of them weeds, I don't know how else to get rid of them where it's not just going to be floating in the pond or laying there
that
in piles.
Or process to burn it and it's gone instead.
Yeah, there's basically 4 feet of weeds all the way around. It's that high, and it's just it's going to be a mess anyway. So
we should
keep that riprap clean too. So
yeah, that's what I mean. I mean, that would be the nice, you know, that way you kind of burn everything up. It's ashes, it rains, it goes away, and we'll have to check on that. And then, like I said, just a little thing in your ears. We have little to no tools here. I've been using all my own stuff, which I don't mind, but you know, we got a budget for some things. There's, like I said, little to nothing here. So I got some prices today from Waconia Farm Supply for a pole pruner, a weed whip. That the weed whip that we have here is plenty old, and I would like to get one that is big enough to handle a blade for the trees and stuff that are growing out there in the rocks, because it's, you know, you're gonna have to have something to reach them. I'm not gonna walk down in that suit to try and get at them or whatever. And then also for a leaf blower, all that we have here is a Toro that's electric, and just not feasible to drag a cord everywhere. You got to use them. So if we could, you know, maybe for next year, look at that. Like I said, I've just been bringing my stuff from home, which is fine, but it's something that we should have here.
We need
the
it. So.
What's that?
We need it.
Yeah.
It's going to get used. So.
And then also, I've been doing a bunch of vehicle maintenance that I believe was a little neglected. And then this one-ton Chevy that we got, the intake is out on that. Big time. It leaks antifreeze as fast as you pour it in there. Is that something you guys want me to fix, or, you know, bring my tools from home, or what do you want to do with that? It needs to be fixed. I've just been dumping antifreeze in it every day.
I'll say this, sir. It's going to get cold out where we can't do anything outside.
Yep.
Basically, if it doesn't snow, maybe there's some time that if you want to tackle it, that's...
Okay. Yeah, that's no problem.
You know,
if you're comfortable. Yeah.
So be it, you know.
Yeah.
And I guess on the tool situation, maybe you should make us a list or something
a kit or something that we can go on that we need.
Yeah, I haven't. Actually went through everything yet. You know, I'm finding a wrench here, a socket there. There's no sets of anything, and I don't even think we have a 3/8 ratchet in the house. You know, it's like I said, it's we're gonna have to start somewhere. I don't know.
Like sometimes craftsmen. I'm just taking this as an example.
Yeah, exactly.
You got this whole umpteen 100-piece kit.
Yeah, 1,000-piece. Yeah, you know, something you probably
buy. Something that would.
That's something I want to do in the future. Just actually do an actual inventory as to what we got.
But you'd find up there.
Something like that would be fine. Yeah, that would work. Like I said, for now I could just, you know, it's running back and forth, but I could use my own stuff. I don't care about that.
Well, that's not our intention.
Yeah, well, like I said, in the meantime, because if I need to use that truck, say for, well, I have to, like we're not going to get any storms now, but like if I have to pull that pump and leave the thing run with the light on or something, she's going to cook, you know, because it just pukes the antifreeze out. It literally runs out of both sides, front and rear. So, you know, I've been adding antifreeze, hauling the wood, whatever, shutting it down as much as I can and stuff, and just keep an eye on the gauges or whatever. But yeah, it was way down when I got here, and I guess I know why, because I filled it up, and the next morning I walked in and there was a huge puddle underneath it, and like I said, it runs out as fast as you pour it in.
Yeah.
So let's see. That's pretty much all I got.
Greg, do you have any idea what you think you'd be looking at, pole pruner, weaver, gas leaf blower, rough, just a ballpark figure with it for them three?
I got that down in the shop, 1,027 or something.
Was it $1,200 just to?
Something like that. 519, it was 519 for the pole pruner. They got, that's a steal. They got a 20% off to government agencies. 230 or 240 or something like that was the blower with the vac and chopper.
And then for just a rough figure, you're into tools a lot. You wanted a nice mechanic set, you know, of tools. What do you think that's going to run you?
I don't know. That's, you know, I don't know what. I'd be happy with the Craftsman. That's a lifetime warranty. Yeah. You know, they stand behind their stuff.
You're still going to spend $2,000 or more.
Yeah, you probably could.
Well, no spendy.
Yeah, I guess.
No spendy, but.
See what the sales are coming out now.
Yeah,
you know, Christmas after Christmas. See what's, you know.
I know one thing I request too is the hydraulic jack that's down there is one of the 1999 ones. Yeah, I would rather. Number one, it doesn't even get high enough to lift the vehicle off the ground. And number two, I wouldn't trust it as far as I could throw it. So, you know.
And you need 6 cones also, right?
Yeah, we could use some. Our cones that we got, you're supposed to have the reflective tape on now to be legal. Some of the cones we have don't even have the tape on. The ones that we do have, most of the tape is gone. Unless we can just get reflective tape to put on them, I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, chunks of the bottom are missing. Some of the tops are broken off. It probably wouldn't hurt to get about a half a dozen decent cones. You know.
And then the tents, I got a feeling you'd probably be better at getting those tents for out of service or under maintenance for the bathrooms and like when you're cleaning. You had asked me to get some, and I don't know if Cole even has them.
What was that?
Those tents. You asked me for a tent or a sign that says out of order so you can get in there to clean when there's a trouble.
Yeah, or I got called back. We had a couple of plugged toilets on a dance and, you know, something to put in front of the door or one of these spring-loaded jobs that says out of order or closed for cleaning. Unfortunately, it was a girl's bathroom and you know, I'm going back and forth and getting the mop and stuff, and every time I come back, there's somebody else going in the bathroom. So
it takes quite a lot. On call.
Yeah. We had a dead donkey. We had broken legs and a cow. We had it was something else.
Aww. And we could get one at Walmart.
Somebody had to bring that up.
I think they were just testing you guys.
Yeah.
Email Jeremy.
It's all the good stuff.
It could only happen here.
That's what I said.
Welcome.
I went to Norwood that morning, and I was driving, and I kind of looked at, man, that's a big deer laying on the road in town. And I came back, I put the headlights on, and that's a donkey. That's a deer.
Well, I think you're doing a good job.
Yes, I've had comments from people in town, and it's good. I appreciate what you're doing, too.
Thank you.
I guess the last thing, cell phone. Phone we have, you're just doing days ago. It was crap. I mean, it was a cheap alternative. I don't know. Council wants to look at some type of plan for their employees or what they want to do or set something up where maybe they reimburse their employees for their current plan for usage or something to think about.
Walmart has a plan, all you can talk $9.95 a month.
You can talk $9.95.
And if you want five talk in text, it's $29.95.
Is coverage good here? Do you know? That'd be my concern. Then who has good coverage?
I don't care what carrier. It's tough right in this area.
Make a difference, yeah.
You know, it's just.
So maybe, you know, another thing, but it's still, it's, you know, you can't expect, and I don't think council does expect Greg to be on call 24/7. There may be times he's in, you know, Chaska, and all of a sudden we have an issue. You know, we need to get a hold of him. You know, you're going to need to get a hold of your employees, so they're going to. You're going to need something to think about for cell phone.
Well, you're equipped now. You've got one of your used ones.
It's a makeshift.
Time. It works. Have you tried it?
I can't get through to one. It just goes to voicemail. I've never been able to get through.
Well, when you tried calling me today, I was out with, I had it in the truck. And I was out talking to the inspector for the Welser, but I didn't actually have it in my pocket, so that's why I went to the
You might not get that message till you go home.
In line with that, if you're going to get lined up with that fire department thing, you should probably have that phone hooked up with the fire department so that that goes off when there's a fire call, so you know about it.
Yeah, that wouldn't be a bad thing. I carry both of them all the time anyway, but
but I don't have a problem with letting them use my phone. The only problem that there is that it's like $30 a month, and if we can do that for $9.95 a month, why not do that? And if it's just
who's that through then?
Well, it's through Walmart, and you just take and replace the SIM card that's in there with whatever. There's a $25 activation fee, but it's, you know, $9.95 after that. And I don't think you need text capability, do you?
I don't need that, no, people.
You have any comment?
I might actually have some input. Most likely they're going to be using the Sprint network, just so you realize what the coverage would be on any of the Walmart products. Mm-hmm. Generally speaking, they're going to be, because Sprint is the number one wholesale network, so it's most likely going to be the Sprint network.
Yeah, and I've got Straight Talk through them, and it's on Verizon.
It's on Verizon. Yeah, there's Straight Talk and Virgin. It's the only two that are on Verizon. Mm-hmm. T-Mobile, I think, has got one on theirs, but all the other ones, Boost,
and
Metro, everybody else is all.
Track Phone is also on Verizon.
Track is for.
Yeah, we'll look at that.
Whatever.
So, again, I only mention that because I don't know what the coverage area is here. Sprint might be good. Sprint might be, I know Verizon doesn't work in this building.
Nothing
works in this building.
No.
Except the employees.
Thank you.
Too much steel.
That's the issue.
All right, well, we'll check into the
phone. We'll look into that. I'll look into some plans.
Anything else, Greg, or anything for the council for today?
Nope, I think that's pretty much it for me.
No, I even got a comment. He's great to work. Sorry, my thought. He's great to work with.
Thank you. All right, thank you.
And also, if you noticed, if you drive Sheely now, I think whoever's plowing will be happy too. I asked Greg to take care of them trees, so he's kind enough to trim them trees that were hanging in the boulevard there too. So that's nice and open now. Where I think that we would have had issues there with the plow going through, taking off
where's
branches.
Sheely.
By Mike Buckley's road there.
That was getting pretty bad.
And do we actually own that lot, or is that Mrs. Gray's lot there?
I believe it's Gray's.
That's Mrs. Gray's.
Well, that is?
Yeah.
Okay, I was told that one time that was a city-owned lot. Swing set was the city's. It was like a little park at one time.
The only thing we own is that parcel where the water tower is, I believe.
Okay. I talked to her before I trimmed, and she said that was fine. And then I also talked to Mrs. Pieper, and she said, that's fine. She said, that way they won't hit me in the head when I walk underneath them either, she said. So they were okay with that.
All right, good. Anything else? Otherwise, we'll move on. Thank you.
Yeah. Bargain. I did talk to them when I got back, and I was hoping they would have that seal coating around the park buildings done, but obviously time and weather didn't allow them to fit that in yet here. But they would promise me they'd do that first thing spring. I guess that should say 2014. So that'll be taken care of in spring. I have an estimate from Stutzman's Technology. This is a person I've used for work in the city here. And I had him put a proposal together. So I believe it was the 7th. It was the actual day I got back from vacation that the server, I think it pretty much went down. It's fried. I've had someone look at it, and they think the motherboard is shot on it. And that thing's about 7 years old, 6-7 years old. So it's probably well within the life of one of them. So to do some replacement similar to that is $2,000 to $3,000. I talked to this Dustin Stutzman, and he's put something together for me where basically they just set something up where about two hard drives that'll basically transfer and share data, and then they'll kind of mirror each other, so that way it's right into two hard drives. We have backup, and then also we'll set it up so we have online backup. So basically for that type setup and for the online backup and for him to do all the configurations, he's basically giving a quote for $930. The other thing we would do is take that old UPS, put that in the city office here too, so we wouldn't have any interruptions. I talked to a few others on this, and what they're looking for price, like I said, is $2,000 to $3,000. You know, I'm open if anybody else wants to go with anyone else, but this is a guy I've mainly worked with.
This would get us running?
Yes.
How soon? A
couple weeks, I'm sure.
And you told him this is what you need, or this is what you want?
I've talked to him what we use it for, and this is what he's put together. And I think it's selfish, because basically all we're doing is sharing files and, you know, basically back up.
And he was the one that came out another time.
Yeah.
That we had trouble.
He's been out a few times.
Are you comfortable with what he proposes?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm quite comfortable because we don't need nothing that intense.
Good enough for me. I moved it. We threw it.
No, second.
Motion made and seconded to go along with the estimate from Stutzman Technology. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. We have to get a new router.
Yeah, I'll purchase that. Yeah.
You know what from people?
You said Motorola. I talked to someone else. They said to get that one.
So I don't think that's what you talked to.
Well, I won't put the media down there. It says, we'll get ours at this one.
Okay. Well, I'll talk to Dustin, too. I'll call him tomorrow and see what type of router we should have for this type setup.
Because right now we're using...
Yeah, we're borrowing.
Yeah.
It's nice to share.
To a point.
Unfortunately, we are sharing because I don't think that's very well encrypted. Next thing I got is, do we want to look at looking into extended service agreement for the electronic sign? Basically, our honeymoon period.
Yes, considering it goes out every time it goes below 32, we might as well.
Yeah, the temperature. Yeah.
The temperature Bob's thing. Right. Yeah, had that. I've had them replace that. Same damn thing, so I don't.
What was the price again?
I haven't got prices. This is just a letter.
I seen the
You know, when I came back, and I just thought I'd ask if we want to pursue it or not.
You should get an estimate from him. What kind of sure. He's got available. Yep.
I will get an estimate.
And it's getting older.
And I'm sure it's not cheap.
This guy is from where we bought it from, Redwood Falls?
Yes. We bought it from Daktronics.
Oh, not from Redwood Falls. Or is that from Redwood Falls?
Okay.
That was the
he's just
Zimmerfest paid for that, right?
It came from South Dakota.
Zimmerfest paid for that?
Actually, yeah. It was kind of all the clubs in the city.
Okay, yeah. Right.
Took some of their proceeds to purchase that, and the baseball club, too, so... Basically, the organizations in the city.
Yeah, so that's what the...
Sure, yeah, I'll look into that. I'm going to put a proposal together for us then. 2014 prosecution contracts and 2014 policing contracts. I was going to put it on the consent agenda. I mean, they're pretty cut and dry things, but I thought I'd take them off, put them under my report in case council had any concerns.
But I need it.
Yeah, and as you can see, basically for 2014, our costs will actually go down about $108, $109 for prosecution.
Yeah.
Yep. But for policing contracts, they're roughly going up about 9-10%. The only thing I'd say to be that council could look at considering is what we talked about when we looked at the proposed budget. Is if we wanted to possibly reduce some community service hours for the cost savings.
And what was that total dollar amount we were talking about?
Yeah, I almost got as close to about even if we took a half hour a week out. It got us about to the same price as we're paying currently. So instead of 2.5 hours, it'd be 2 hours a week. Which I feel, think on average, it'd be right. It'd be sufficient. So that'd be the only other thing to look at or consider. But there are times, too, where they're here quite a bit.
Yeah, cat with broken legs.
Well, at this point, we should look for a motion if we're going to approve.
Right. In other words, say, you know, worst case scenario, next meeting we should have it approved by because we should get it back to the county by December so they can get it approved at their December board meeting.
Do you see any reason why we should talk about it? Or do you feel...
Like I said, it's cut and dry. I think we do it on a yearly basis. We need these services.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like I said, the only thing I said would even be open for negotiation is CSO hours.
I'll make a motion. We go with what we've got here.
I'll second it.
Motion made and seconded to approve the 2014 contracts for prosecution and policing.
Yep.
As stated, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Okay. 2014 health insurance rates, and I did an analysis on it too. Basically looked at health coverage costs with renewal with Medica, who we currently have, and that roughly was, you know, about 30% increase. Looked at health partners, and that was
not even in the picture. They weren't even in the ballpark, so I just kind of ruled them out. And we also looked at Preferred One. So Preferred One was about the cheapest. If you look at what we were paying last year as keeping it the same for 2014, it'd roughly be a decrease of almost about 7%, the total cost for the city. I think I kind of got it pretty well.
Yeah, that's funny how these companies work, because at Miller's, we were at Medica, and they had like 29%.
Yeah, Brad was telling me that. So you went to Health Partners.
Health Partners were 6.
So it's weird how, why you went with Health and cheaper, and Preferred was...
Yeah, I don't understand how they... They sure can't treat everybody equal.
Staying with the same plan, does that help anything or not? No. I mean,
as to
you same said coverages, with, you mean?
Yeah, but I mean with Medica, we have that's what you got now.
Yeah.
And you said that with them it was going to be 30% about the cost rise. Is it a plus to have them again, or is it?
No.
Okay.
Jeremy, didn't you say something though that because we have Greg now instead of Dennis, that our overall price went down?
Well, you can see the comparison there. So if you look in 2013, that would have been the full yearly cost for Dennis, and then 2014 there it'll show you Greg's total cost would be for a full year in 2014, and you can see that's a reduction of about 29%. And if you look this call, this here will show you, you know, the premium increases from 13 to 14. And where the future of health care is going, I don't even want to take a stab at that. I've heard nothing good about Obamacare since I've got back from vacation.
He does a lot of apologizing.
Yes, he does.
This country is going to be in the socialized medicine in 10 to 15 years. You watch.
That's like Canada.
It's Canada, Europe. Not a lot of places.
You don't have a much of a say-so. Well, this is something, too, we're going to deal with at the budget meeting.
But did you say, Jeremy, that we're going to try and do a December 1st to December 1st to take advantage of
so
something?
This is for a December 1 renewal. So I don't know if Council wants to discuss it tonight, but it would be nice if we could make a decision tonight on this, actually, so I can get the ball rolling.
Because that locks us in then, right, for a year?
Get the December 1st, because normally our renewal is 1-1, but if we do this 12-1, if we wait to 1-1, I can guarantee you we won't get these rates.
Okay, so the rates is what we can discuss tonight and approve or whatever, but then we've still got how we're going to handle our employees, which we can do at the budget meeting.
I would prefer to have it done before the budget meeting. I'd say you typically when we do set that is when we have the employee reviews at the next meeting next week.
Okay.
It's usually when we make that decision, yeah.
So you're
it's always nice to have that so we can put it into the budget so we know what we're dealing with for 2014.
So you're showing here of a minus 6.92%. That's what the 2014 is going to be?
Yeah, well, actually, overall. If they stay with the same coverage for employees.
And did you talk to Greg about this? Is he?
Yeah, I've sat down
with Greg. And that's good? I mean, that's coverage is good?
Yeah.
Well, we're paying less next year than we are this year?
Yeah, because of change of
mainly
employees.
Because, change in number of people being covered and age.
So we're not discussing anything with their deductibles or anything of that? Or are we
discussing? You can. It depends when you want to.
Well, I think that's...
Sooner I know, the better, but
I think
Greg too, but...
Next Tuesday would be tonight.
Yeah, but I'd say at least next Tuesday that we have that ironed out.
Yeah.
But I can't see why we can't do this tonight, though. I mean, now we can get going on
it. Get on the preferred one.
Right.
Discussion? Questions?
Second.
You made the motion?
I'll make a motion, if that's...
Second. I thought he made a motion.
Okay, are you just making a motion to
change
insurance carriers to preferred one for 12-1-2013 to 12-1-2014?
Okay.
With them employees, city and employee contribution be decided at next meeting? Is that what we're...
Okay.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I said.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve the change to Health Partners and to discuss the...
Medica. From Medica to Preferred One.
Medica to Preferred One. Yeah. There's too many companies. And with the deductibles and stuff to be discussed next Tuesday. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Okay.
Then we already approved it in the consent agenda, but just a reminder, then next Tuesday we'll meet again and we'll just basically all post it. We already kind of did post it that we'll have a regular second meeting this month.
Second, 7 o'clock?
If that works for everyone, yep. 7?
Good with me, yep.
Okay. And then basically at that time, we have a closed meeting for employee evaluation, so that will basically be for just me and Sue. Greg will get his at 6 months. And then also at that time, we would determine health insurance coverage and deductible coverage for city employees. And then also, council thoughts, special budget meeting, then, you know, we'll kind of, I'll start and I'll have something put together for the budget for the regular council meeting. We can have this some discussion there. Then we should probably have one more meeting before we're going to make the final decision on December 10th. If December 3rd works for everybody, we can set it up for December 3rd. I don't know. I'm open.
That's a Tuesday?
Yeah.
That'll work for me.
Should work.
Yep.
And does 6:30 work now that we're into off-work season, or do you want to stick with 7?
6:30 is fine with me.
Doesn't make any difference to me.
I don't know what work season is yet. Let's go for 6:30. That's fine. Get started sooner.
We're just going to remind you out that it's 6:30 instead of 7.
Yep.
And also 6:30, you said?
6:30.
On the 3rd?
Yep.
The 26th is 7, yeah.
Right.
Yes, correct. Then also, do we want to look at setting a public hearing on December 10th also to look at adopting the city fee schedule, and then also look at setting the water, sewer, and stormwater rates for 2014?
Is that a regular meeting?
Yes. But I would just do it at like 7 o'clock, and then council meeting follow. Typically, we've kind of waited till January. And we could do that too, because technically the January bills then won't go out till, you know, February anyways. So that would work also. It'd be effective then. So it's up to council whether you want to do it in December or first meeting in January.
So we're going to have two meetings in December then, the 3rd and the 10th?
Yep.
Is there any more? Is this
nope. That'll be it. We usually then that's it, because it's kind of after this, you know, I got to get everything into the county, and then there's kind of, you know, get a little bit of quiet time before madness at the end of the year and audit stuff. So,
yep. December 10th, what time?
Yeah, I guess up to council, you want to do it December 10th?
That's right.
Yep.
Regular meeting.
7. Or do you want to do it first meeting in January?
Let's get it done.
All right. Set it up for December 10th at 7 then?
Yeah.
Motion?
Yes. Second.
Motion made and seconded to set the public hearing for city fee schedules for December 10th at 7. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
That's all I have.
All right. Anything else? Otherwise, we'll move on. I had an October claims. Is that what's in the back of the packet?
Yes. And as I stated earlier, please strike check number 16456 from the October claims. That should be on the November claims. So if you take that number out, basically then it'd be added claims for the three ash payments and check numbers 16433 to 16455. And that would be for a total of $30,687.40. One other one I want to clarify and go through was, where is it?
What's it pertain to?
The generator.
Then on November's.
I'll deal with it.
I got that checked here too. We need a motion.
I'll move to approve the three ash payments and check number 16433 to 16455 for a total of
$30,687.40.
Second. Motion made and seconded to approve the additional October claims, the three ash payments, and checks number 16433 to 16455, total of $30,000.
And Mayor, is that discounting the, or not including the generator problem?
Nope. That's coming in. That shows here in the November. You mean the line, the gas line leak?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's November, the last one. Ziegler.
Yep.
Okay, and we're approving the October ones now?
Correct.
Okay. All right.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Now we'll move on to the November ones, which is the sheet that handed out.
Correct. So while we've been discussing it, I talked to Ziegler on the bill. It came out three times. I still think the bill is outrageous as far as I'm concerned. And after having this discussion, if I don't ever have to work with him again, I won't. I was quite displeased with these costs. It's insane. And even the billing wasn't, you know, incredibly detailed out. But I know they came out once and they had to come out again and fix an existing leak. And they had to come out one other time for a totally different leak. So they're out here three times. You can't tell me that three trips cost $2,395.
Well, yeah, and I met the one guy, and I don't know which of the trips it was, but when we put the new battery in, and he told me that the battery is only charged when the generator is not running by a charger that's there because there's no alternator on the generator. You look right there, you can see the alternator on the generator. So I wasn't too impressed with this, whoever this guy was that was out there. And to have him come out once and not fix it, they have to have them come out a second time because they didn't fix it right the first time. Well, I agree with Jeremy. It makes no sense.
And you have contacted him?
I have talked to him about the bill.
And did you talk to Ziegler or to that company that came out?
To Ziegler.
Okay. And what did Ziegler have to say?
Just basically, well, the problem is I'd like to talk to the guy that came out. You know, I just get accounts receivable and accounts payable and I explain to him that I think it's insane that we're getting a bill for $2,400, yeah, you know, for you making three trips out here. And basically, kind of what I get is, well, that's what I was handed to me to process.
Why can't we talk to somebody in the top floor of the building?
I can. I mean, I can take it further. I would say we hold it because we got a meeting in another week, and I'll
Because what I would like is a more detailed bill. Because there's something grouped in there about $1,600, but nothing's detailed out. Hours, you know what I mean? What their charge is. It's just, this was $1,600 and this was $700.
Well, yeah, and I guess, you know, the other thing is that because of them, we were out of business with the generator for a good month. You know, granted, we didn't get somebody out here right away, but I mean, still, after they got notified, you know, we still didn't have a generator that was serviceable. So if we'd run out of water, we would have been in the mess.
I think it's ridiculous.
Well, I would recommend that we do not pay that loan or authorize it today.
Let's hold in all up. I'll see what they can send me, something a little more detailed as to their billing and some justification for their costs. Because I think it's insane.
Yeah.
That's what they're getting, then. You know,
were there
I
a lot
guess
of parts
I
involved?
I got plumbing.
Were there a lot of parts involved?
Well, there's one big thing they had to replace, and that was $600-$700. You know.
I guess they could say get it.
And that I can understand, but then there was a lump sum. I wish I had that bill, $1,600 something, but it didn't say, you know, 12 hours or you know what I mean, where you could try to justify it.
I'm going to make a motion for 5 ash payments and $16,456 to $16,497, excluding $16,498 to further check out the bill for Jeremy from Ziegler for that certain amount.
$93,122.45.
$93,122.45? Yes, sir. Motion has been made. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve the November claims list. 5 ash payments and checks number 16456 to 16497 for a total of $93,122.45 and check number 16498 being tabled. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. We will move on to city council reports. Mr. Odoms.
Water treatment plant, we got that taken care of. The generator is working properly. We had a power outage last Wednesday. Started up like it was supposed to, ran, then shut down and cooled down and then shut off. So that's good. All the generators now are started and run for about 15 minutes every Saturday doing the rounds, whoever's doing them. There's a procedure for every location except the grinder station. I'll make one of those up. It tells how to hook the generators up in case of a power outage. Talked to Jeremy and Greg, and we kind of agreed that having that temporary generator from the lift station that's down there now moved into the water treatment plant during the winter months makes sense because it'll be easier than dragging it up the hill.
Yeah, it's better to try to get it up the slippery hill.
Yeah. I'll contact Lloyd Security and get them going on the ball, and I'm going to meet with People Services on Friday morning. If you call them when they call me when they get here.
I will.
So we'll monitor power failure in that building. We'll monitor alarm conditions in the panel. And it will send in an automatic weekly test, and we will also see how this goes with a momentary power fluctuation. But we probably will go with that 10-minute waiting period if that seems to be appropriate. Test meter talked about, generator talked about. Greg did a good job. Lift station power failures, we're waiting for 10 minutes before they take any action. When they get a power failure alarm, any other alarms, they make immediate notification. I'm looking into some type of upgraded water meter reading system so that we can streamline the operations. Basically, looking for a gun that you hold up against the side of the house. You push a button, it records that house number and the number of gallons, and you go on to the next one, and you bring it here, and you upload it into the computer. We're looking in to see how much that's going to cost. We don't have to change the water meters out to do that. They'd be the same as they are. And that's all I have.
All right, thanks. Mr. Bob.
I had a couple of things. Number one, Jeremy kind of addressed it already. The recycle dumpster for the hall. I would like that there by the by Bingo. Because
okay.
I know we'll be able to. I know we'll definitely use it.
Okay.
So I was kind of surprised that hasn't been there yet. But
they should be able to bring that out at moment's notice.
I got a couple things for Mr. Schultz. There's the where the Christmas ornaments are held down there in the bottom of the basement over there. There's a bulb out in the backside. It's kind of high up in there, so that needs to be replaced. And one of the coolers down there, Laverne told me last night, one of the coolers down at the park in the big building, apparently someone at the Rib Fest thingy in August must have sat on it and bent the door. She would like you to take a look at it, see if you can fix it. Otherwise, I don't know what's wrong with it. She just said it was bent and that the air was leaking out of it. So I don't know if it's something you can take a rubber mallet to and smack it back into place, or whether we're going to have to replace the cooler or what. But
what it is, it's about an 8-foot cooler, and
yeah, the doors swing down.
It's a freezer, is what it is, and you know, it's got the aluminum door on the top. Well, it's just goes that you can take it, flex it with your hand. It's like I don't know what's inside of that aluminum, and that's actually broke or what.
Again, I don't know. She complained to me yesterday, and I kind of said, well, there's really nothing I can do about it, but I'll bring it up to Schultz and see if he can take a look at it. But.
Yeah, I looked at her. Unless I take
and... I mean, if it's something we can't fix, we'll have to look into buying a new cooler, but, you know, like I said, I just thought I just told her I'd bring it up, so...
What do you want it to look like? I mean, I could take and beef up a thing with... channel or something, but for right now, like I said, you can just take it.
Okay. It's an angle iron or
something? Yeah, like I said, I could paint it mullet on there, but it gets used, a week out of the year. You want to spend the money to replace. I know you probably can't just get a new lid for it, I don't know how old it is, but yeah, she had mentioned it, so I would look at it, and it just kind of. So the whole thing is just flimsy and floppy now. So I don't know if the actual foam that was inside the aluminum, well, it's basically aluminum freezer cover, is what it is. It's all rusted in there now, or what, I don't know. But there's no solidity left in the cover.
Well, you can tell Laverne it can't be fixed.
I'll tell her.
And the Lions, Jeremy, the Lions would like to borrow one of the microphones again for Bingo. If we could do that, sign it out tonight. So, and that's all I got.
All righty. What about your other situation?
What's that?
You have another situation for Friday night?
Oh, I forgot it. Anyway, it's at home.
At home?
It's sitting in my garage. Gene brought me down a hole. Gene filled it out and everything. He brought me down a whole shoebox full of documents and stuff, and it's sitting in the garage.
Yeah. So what is your plan here for Friday night?
I can run home and get it if you want. I was thinking I'd do it right at the end of the meeting.
Okay. Well,
can you get processed in that time?
No. There's no way it'll get processed by Friday.
What happened?
I'm just kind of seeing what the options are. Plus, the miracle of fax machine, if you can.
I don't know if I can fax it and they can turn it around by Friday.
Again, I don't know whether or not it'll work by Friday or not. I mean, the way the state does that kind of stuff, because it goes to the county first and then the state.
Well, Lion's going to deal with it here. Let us know.
Yeah, otherwise, you can at least sell 3-2. You do have that license.
one of those situations is liability, liability, liability.
Right. So I'd strongly discourage without that temporary on sale license that only 3-2 beer be sold.
That's why they make some calls, see what they can do. Say, hey, we got a dilemma. It's happened before.
I guess we would at least have to approve that temporary on sale liquor license tonight.
Contingent on. Maybe we should at least do that.
We have to, otherwise.
Yeah.
Move
forward. I think we should at least do that part of it tonight. Get the ball rolling if the ball is going to roll. I guess we need a motion. And second.
I'll move to approve the temporary liquor license for the Hamburg Lions.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve temporary liquor license for the Lions for Friday night. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Well, the I's and T's got to be dotted and crossed. Make sure we
don't get contingent, yeah. Carried. Mr. Lund.
There's two pieces here of paper. Everybody take one, or take two. Current one, and then it should be separated, right? So just take one stack. Just to give you an idea of what we're looking at for the handicap bathrooms. After meeting, I think I mentioned this before, at a prior meeting, after meeting with Minspec, we found out there's enough room in that back area where the... right now where there's the wash tub and where the old, warming house used to be, there's enough room to put two handicap stalls or bathrooms back there and still keep the closet intact. But all we're going to do is, right now there's the utility closet runs north and south, and the idea is to turn the utility closet to run east and west, and then we would have the bathrooms on that back half, and they would enter and exit on the east and west side of the building.
So you'd be adding another door then for the storage?
We would eliminate the door that's currently there.
Yes.
And then we would actually be adding three doors to the building.
Right.
Yep.
One for each bathroom?
And then one for storage.
Yeah.
And so that tree that's just to the east would have to be removed because of the grading that would be needed for the handicap accessibility, and then the wash tub is currently, we would move the wash tub over into the garage that's just directly south of that building.
Yeah.
And then that way they could run the sewer line from that one, they could run it straight up to where the sewer line connection is in the park there. They wouldn't have to go back underneath the main building to do that.
Is there running water in that double garage? Is that what you're talking about?
No, but they would have. That's something that we would look at putting in there, so that they would run the hot, they'd run the water heater in that, or because the water heater would still stay in.
Oh.
The main building, and they would have to run a pipe over there. That would be part of the project as well.
And that would be insulated for winter purposes, like right now. In that garage, so it wouldn't freeze, or would you have?
Well,
it
we
shut
would
off?
We would shut it off.
Yeah, okay,
we wouldn't be okay. We wouldn't be using just like, yeah, just like now we don't use that building anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what, after talking to MinSpec and after having our meeting last week, this what we thought would be the most cost effective way to get handicap bathrooms down there. So now the next step is, you know, obviously we'll have to have some bids brought in, and then I've started looking at different sites to get potential grants to help offset the cost.
Yeah.
And of course the Lions Club, we're in the process of trying to figure out ways that we can help offset the cost as well. There's also a Hamburg fund that has been established by a local group in the area that might be able to help defray some costs as well. So there are options. The idea is that we do this with very minimal cost to the city, and we try to get it as a, you know, because it's definitely a project that
some of the service clubs and areas would benefit as well from.
True.
I've heard about for a long time.
Yes.
The current bathrooms, would they be stools and sinks re-put in, or new ones put in?
No, we don't have to touch. According to MinSpec, we don't have to touch the current bathroom. If we were to touch the current bathroom, there then could be a lot of different issues going on.
Then they got
to
be made to ADA.
Yeah. Mm.
I was just wondering, because I know that I don't think there's been a stool or a sink or faucets or anything replaced in there for a long time.
Well, that we could probably replace. Well, we
don't change the dimensions.
Yeah.
Can you paint or something to make them a little more?
Oh yeah, cosmetically we can upgrade those bathrooms without running into ADA issues. Yeah. It's just if we start making more than just cosmetic issues changes, yeah, then we got some major other issues in that.
And it's going to be one toilet.
Yeah, exactly. But the good news is that this is probably the minimal cost. I mean, some of the things that we talked about, too, as a group and in spec was maybe adding on to the south side of that building. But the belief is that the footings go down about 10 to 12 feet. And so putting footings down 10 to 12 feet again probably would not be very cost effective. Mm-hmm. And that. So we figure from a cost standpoint and from a practicality standpoint, there's enough space there to do it. So the only thing I'm looking for, if anybody has anybody that does this kind of work, give me their name and number so I can
Chris,
get a hold of them.
Two bathrooms in?
Yeah.
Looking to do?
Yeah.
What is the Lions thought, though, of just one handicap unisex bathroom and storage? Or, I mean, do we really feel the need for two handicap accessible bathrooms? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Then the Lions make this their hot water room and sink room, and you know, I mean, I know it's probably not the space you would like.
Well, and I think
I'm just thinking, do we need? Because a lot of your costs are in bathrooms. You ever remodel a home or do a home? You know, I mean, same here, especially commercial. But I'm just wondering if. Do we need, and I'm just throwing it out there, do we need two handicapped bathrooms? It could be one unisex like we did up at the hall.
Yeah. I mean, it's a good point. As far as from the standpoint of having the sink, from a sanitary standpoint, I think the sink works better in the garage, especially now with the state cranking down
right.
a lot harder
right.
on different events, because you technically have to have a wash station at every
right.
area.
Right.
Well, right now that has to be serviced with buckets. And since
okay.
that does get used for Zummerfest for actual cooking,
yeah.
I think that is a better spot for that.
Okay.
And then I just think having the potential for two, I think it might be more attractive for grants, the fact that we're adding two and not just one. And because otherwise we could just service the one with what we've been doing.
Because I was just thinking, you guys, by doing that, you're going to lose storage space, though, right?
Maybe a little bit, but not. I don't think we store that much in there. I mean, I think there's two refrigerators in the sink, and one of the refrigerators we probably could get rid of. I don't even think the one refrigerator even still works. Yeah. So, I mean, I think there's some maneuvering between all the three other buildings to make better hay out of it.
Okay.
So. And then plus it still leaves that electrical room will still be the width of the building, plus it'll be about 5 feet wide. So, I mean, there's still potential.
I remember, you know, we were down there. We don't run into any electrical issue. Remember, didn't the electrical wires come to an area there on the side of the bathrooms?
Yep, but if we put the door far enough south on that wall, we'll be okay.
Okay.
There have to be some reconfiguring to go on, but we put where the major piece that goes in, those have to move it. And that's
good. All right, that's good. We're getting closer.
So like I say, if anybody knows of anybody that does this kind of recon work, give me their information so I can let them know, and I can, you know, get them the plan so they can go ahead and bid it out.
Check with Dan Elke.
you know, work he's done here, just commercial.
He's nothing to you. Dayton Mother.
Who?
Dayton Mother. They're all in town.
Did we get a bill yet for a fire building?
Anything else?
Did we get a bill for the fire?
Nothing yet.
Yeah, it was on the October claim tonight. And I'm still battling with insurance on that, so hopefully next
I have one issue. The fence on the pond down there on the backside of, looks like there's some getting squashed down by some horses reaching over.
I was out of attention.
I think that should. That's what's happening. I don't know. Maybe that was the one in the culprit that maybe it won't happen no more, but I think it's still going to happen. So I don't know if a guy has to send him a letter to.
The fence, whereabouts?
You know that new fence that we put up by the pond down there?
Yeah.
The horses have been reaching through and squashing the fence down.
That would be an issue to deal with the horse owner.
Who owns the horses?
You have to, Mr. Kaminsky. Maybe you have to send him a letter or something to.
You notice anything of that, Greg?
Maybe you can take a look at it or something.
Yeah, you know, 32 whenever they paid any attention and cut the grass along there one time.
Yeah. If you venture out, just take a peek.
I'll be out there tomorrow.
But my thing is, it's is it his fence or our fence?
I thought we put that fence up.
I think it's our fence, but if he's doing it, his horses.
I think we replaced the fence. I don't know if it's technically our fence, though.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's what I'm thinking. Oh. I don't know if that's our
really?
Fence.
Part of the project, we had to put the fence back up. Yeah. Part of the project. But I don't know if it's our property or their.
Oh, that would be the ultimate question. Is that our fence? Let me make note on that first, and then
I just took for granted it was our fence. I'm stepped over my boundaries.
I just remember we debated that so much, fence.
Yeah.
That we debated so much, and I can't even remember if we put it in or we just replaced it.
Yeah. I don't remember. I have to go back and look at stuff.
All right. Anything
That's
else?
It, sir.
All right. Must be my turn. Should we have some kind of a thank you or a little gratuity for Spitz for cutting the lawns down there as a goodwill gesture?
I guess I'm open to things. I mean, I talk to them. I thank them. I should send them a thank you.
I don't know. What's your thoughts?
He said he didn't want nothing.
Did you get paid for it?
No.
No.
He said he didn't want to get paid for it. I thought to him about it too.
Well, getting paid or getting something a little,
yeah.
You know, show a little appreciation. It's not everybody in town who stepped up to, you know. We have Brad cut up here. He cut that.
Mm. There are a lot of people shipped in.
I don't know. Just a thought.
Well, and Kyle did the cement work down there, so I think the people that do things should get some kind of recognition, you know, whether it's a gift certificate, I don't know if that's appropriate, but certainly a letter or some kind of a certificate or something that, you know, shows their appreciation.
And, you know, a gift certificate too, you know, how do you depend or what amount for
right.
what they did?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, you're going to give
it's touchy.
So much for this and so much for that. And
yeah. I think just a certificate of appreciation or whatever.
Pay his chiropractic bill from getting lost at all.
I know, I see it over there. Anyhow, think about it. We got next meeting Tuesday. There's some bright ideas. So be it. One thing over the summer here, we have the portable mini biff down at the park. A lot of towns who've got them have got like an enclosure.
Oh yeah, a wooden enclosure
around three sides, which eliminates vandalism, tipping, and it just looks a little neater. to me. If that's the thought, that maybe something in spring, when the season comes a little bit, I don't think it will cost much. Maybe we can do something. Thoughts?
Is that one still down there yet? No. I was going to say, if it was there, I've got Greg could go and measure it. Just make like a fence to go around, you know? Make three panels.
I see you, Waconia. We built our own, and what they weren't actually built like vaults, and it would be like that, but they had 6x6 square tubing, and then we had OEM services weld some channel on there, and then we had 4x4s going across, and then we did 2x6s, evenly spaced in between. What they did was, first they burned the outhouse that time, and then it got a little bit singed, not too bad. But a while later, they were down over the porch and actually burned the thing. But we had the pipes and everything were cemented in the ground and stuff, so basically, just redid the wood.
I mean, being there is pretty visible.
Yeah, it's. I mean, they're things like eyesores, what they are.
Yeah.
So.
I just seen it in St. Bonnie and in other towns, and.
Yeah.
I think it looks a lot neater.
Yeah, maybe.
If we end up getting the two extra bathrooms down there, don't we still.
We don't need it.
We wouldn't necessarily need it then.
True. But depends how fast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
Did you find anything out that your lady friend or whatever excelled these power outages?
I am going back and forth and trying to meet with her.
Resurging?
So I'm playing email tag with her. I was hoping to meet with her either yesterday or this morning, but she emailed me again today, something for next Wednesday. And I said, well, can we do it maybe next Friday morning? Because I would like to have something before a council meeting, because I was going to address these power surges, what caused them, why we've had so many, because it sounded like we had quite a few when I was gone too.
Our wireless router took a dump too. I don't know, it's just ongoing here in town. One thing now, being the meetings are recorded and on the website.
Yes.
I am going to also bring up, if I get complaints at home, I'm going to bring them up here. Because, why not? I had a citizen call me, and it basically lives on Kim Avenue. Okay. And her name is Deanna Panning. How she thinks this town is just dirty, unkempt. She caught me at 2 o'clock on Sunday afternoon, and just wasn't the right time. Granted, it was windy. People had their garbage cans out. Garbage was flying around down on Kim Avenue. Your name was brought up. Other neighbors were brought up. Basically, how their place looks and this and that. If the windows are broke. And I kind of said, that's not a city responsibility. If my neighbor's window was broke, nothing that I can do about it other than approach them, or the city isn't going to do nothing. It's not their job. Well, things are just dirty in town. Well, I says, how much do you help? I says, you go to church on Sunday morning after dance, there's cups flying around. Have you ever stopped and picked any up? You and your husband, you go walking. Do you ever pick anything up along the curb? Well, no, we're too busy. I says, then don't complain. If you got a complaint, come up here.
Actually, don't shoot myself in the foot here, put me into the fire, but the comments I get from most people that come from out of town and most people that live in town say the opposite.
Well, that's what I thought, too. So
I mean, yeah, there are the few that are on the reoccurring list for nuisances, there are
you know, every town has a few, but I think we really only have a few where we...
I mean, none of ours made the front page of the Norwood paper yet, like...
Well, but, you know, unlike that nuisance list that we have, I think that that's, you know, we've been pretty aggressive on following up on that.
And I think that some of it we've got to put a little more teeth in.
Well, and that's true, but I mean, if I'm driving along and I see a pop bottle or a can sitting on the side of the road, I'll pull over and pick it up and
throw
it back.
Well, I pick up stuff, too. But I mean...
Probably takes less time to do that than to do the actual...
Than to call the mayor complaint.
Blame.
Yeah.
You know, so I kind of just put it a little bit on their shoulders. Help along.
Well, yeah.
I mean, you live here, help along.
You know, if it's an actual nuisance issue, then it should be brought up city hall.
You know, so anyhow. And I says, you know, I says we're making strides on a lot of things that, you know, you'll see. I mean, it's not just beautification, but things that need attention.
Well, yeah. And I mean, and the thing is, when you do that, and you're trying to make an effort, and then somebody, complains about it, as I experienced earlier in this meeting, you know, figure, well, I'm going to do it anyway. You can't make everybody happy all the time. You can only try. And, so, you know, we're all doing our best, and I think that's great. And we're all going to get complaints, but...
So that's why, being it's going to be on the website, I figured this is the place I'm going to bring it up. I've got names. Other people listen. They can relate to it. Or say, hey... You know what I'm saying? You know, help along.
Yeah, and I guess council can tell me if I'm wrong, but I always like to take the approach that, one, I hope people do the neighborly thing. Two, if that doesn't work, that they'd come to city council and we try to address it. We try to give people a heads up. We don't need to crack down on people. I mean, I believe in small town atmosphere yet. And then get people to chip in, do things, take care of things. And, you know, and it sounds like some of these things may be out of people's hands financially, too.
Well, that's what I said to him.
There may be some of those issues. Now, if it's an actual nuisance issue as to where you need to get off your butt and go pick something up, well, that's understandable. But, yeah, also I think, too, if it's a real nuisance issue, then it should be brought forth to City Hall also.
Well, last night there was... Mr. Chadwick was up here, and he said, I want to come to council meeting tomorrow night. Good. Come on up. You got any issues or anything, then you can bring him up.
Why, because I had his tires marked?
I called and told you.
That's why, yeah, I think he didn't show up. So I said, all you got to do is, he was going to start telling me about all this, and I said, come on up to the meeting. So.
Anyway.
Yeah,
I haven't got anything else.
I do have one question or comment on these nuisances. The letters that we've been sending out, it states in there that if they do not clean up, say, their yard, like moving vehicles or getting rid of trash, that we're going to send our maintenance person there to clean it up and they'll be charged. But wouldn't that be considered trespassing?
Well, technically, if we would get to that point or do that point, you'd have to have an administrative warrant to do that.
Other
you read the ordinance.
Other cities do it.
But the letters actually state that that's what would be like our next step.
Well, yeah, along with the letter.
Actually, I don't know if I put city employee in there, though.
Or we'd have to reread it, but
I would state something
to
the fact
written.
That if it is not cleaned up, the city will have it taken care of and it'll put on.
Right.
Yeah, don't make Greg walk the lines.
I
hope it's not worded that way, because if it is, I'd like it changed.
All right.
It should be city. But anyways, I guess what I'd like to address, because this is going on in other towns.
Yeah.
Been reading the papers also.
Yeah.
So, two, I somewhat agree with how other towns are handling as a come basis, or as, you know, Greg reads the meters and we see something that we think's a nuisance, we'll try to address it. But you can't expect staff to spend 24/7 on relating to everybody's little nuisance issue.
Yeah.
But we'll try to do our best, and I think most people in town here do a good job of
keeping this city looking nice.
Well, I thought so too, so it was just a bad
time. She did make a suggestion to me about a half hour after talking to you about we should have a city ordinance demanding that after trash has been picked up, that people remove their trash cans from the side of the roads and bring them up and put them in their garages.
Oh, what kind of time?
And after, like almost
immediately. So I got to leave work and go put my trash can away then?
Essentially, yeah.
Well, she wants all trash cans to be in there.
Well, let's use common sense here. Yeah.
Who is this woman that might have been? Because.
Let's adjourn because it's 5 to 10.
Yeah.
Have we got a new door for that door up in the community hall?
No, me and Greg met with Mr. Elfke on an estimate for that door and another door in the hall. Then also his brick guy came out to look at putting that limestone on the rest of the other side of the building here to make it more uniform out front.
Wonderful.
So I haven't got them estimates yet, but hopefully I'll have them for next meeting.
Anything else? There was also look. For adjournment.
Adjourn. Move to adjourn.
Second.
Motion
made and second to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.